instead of having a party. Alison Douglas, lovely to talk to you. Chief Executive of Alcohol Focus Scotland. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you for that. Well, I say, I'll have a word with the bosses here at Talk Radio, see what we're doing. Definitely involves alcohol, though, as far as I'm concerned. Coming up, John Holmes will be here to tell you, well, no, he'll be here from 1 o'clock.
Hello!
Oh, he's here, you're here, hello!
Hello, just
you're
saying
here.
Hello.
Just saying hello, so he hasn't got time for anything else. He'll be here after 1 o'clock. Shush! After 1 o'clock. He'll be here after 1 o'clock all the way till 4. Stay tuned. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
It's 3 hours into the family Christmas board game. No one's talking and you couldn't care in the slightest who wins. Fortunately, Maplin can upgrade your Christmas with a range of amazing tech gifts, including NextBase dash cams, VR headsets and Elgato Game Capture HDs to record all your gaming triumphs. And right now, on everything at Maplin, get a £5 voucher when you spend £50 or a £10 voucher if you spend £100. Visit us in store or search Maplin online. Maplin. All the tech you need this Christmas. Terms and conditions apply.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Attention, please. All trains are delayed.
Ooh, it's freezing, Wilbur, and we'll be stuck here a while.
Oh. This winter, British Gas are doing more to help keep your home warm with Hive Active Heating. Just £9 a month for our home care customers. With Hive, you can control your home from your phone, wherever you are, which could save you up to £150 on your energy bills.
Don't worry, Wilbur. It'll be warm and toasty when we get home.
Ah. Search British Gas. Conditions and cancellation charges apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hello. I am, to all intents and purposes, John Holmes. It's just after 1 o'clock. It's a Tuesday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, FA widens child sex review, EU sets 18-month Brexit deadline, and Gaga reveals she has PTSD.
It's going to be led by top lawyer Clive Sheldon, whose recent review...
Talk Radio.
The Football Association insists its inquiry into non-recent claims of child sexual abuse in the sport will ensure lessons are learned. Talk Radio's Tanya Snuggs has more.
It's going to be led by top lawyer Clive Sheldon, whose recent reviews have covered child protection and safeguarding matters. The FA says the inquiry will look at what the organisation could have done, ensuring that any failings by the authorities or clubs are brought to light. Today, police in Northern Ireland have confirmed they've received a small number of non-recent claims. Meanwhile, Championship club QPR say they've been made aware of allegations against a former chief scout.
EU's chief Brexit negotiator says the UK will only have 18 months to work out plans for leaving the EU.
Should the UK notify the Council by the end of March 17, it is safe to say that negotiation could start a few weeks later and an Article 50 agreement be reached by October 18.
Michel Barnier's timescales, based on the assumption that Theresa May will officially start the process with Brussels by the end of March, as promised. He also says the UK won't be allowed to cherry-pick which EU rights and obligations it wants to keep. A teenager has been jailed for 13 years for stabbing a 17-year-old to death at a birthday party. 19-year-old Walker Cisse from North London was found guilty of the manslaughter of Shayla Bastide Wellington, who was struck once in the heart in November 2015. His claim plans to strip Network Rail of its control over England's railway tracks will help transform the passenger experience. The Transport Secretary wants a publicly owned company to share its responsibility with private train operators. And Lady Gaga has revealed that since she was raped as a teenager, she's been suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. While visiting a homeless shelter for young LGBT people in New York, the 30-year-old singer admitted she suffers with her mental health every day.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dull and cloudy, with some rain in the northwest of Scotland and Northern Ireland, feeling less cold than recently. Highs of 11 degrees.
Fewer cold.
Less.
What was that? Network Rail are going to strip?
They're not going to strip.
I mean, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Because there's been a lot of trouble with Network Rail, obviously, over the past ever. And Southern Trains on strike today, of course. The fares are going up in the new year with 2.3%, I think, angering many passenger charters. And I just wondered whether to cheer everyone up on the long commutes, the staff were going to be naked as the day they were born.
I don't think that's
except
allowed.
Except hairier.
I don't think that's allowed.
Well, I mean,
it's public decency, isn't there? Some people might be outraged.
Yeah. Would you be outraged if you had to rub up against a naked ticket conductor on a packed train?
Yes.
Okay, just gauging.
How about you?
Well, is it cold?
Well, if it's this time of year,
okay.
Probably.
Well, you know, just saying.
You want to keep warm?
Yep.
Okay.
Victoria there with the news. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. The final round of Champions League group games gets underway this evening, with Arsenal away at Basel, needing to better PSG's result to win Group A. Manchester City, meanwhile, will look to bounce back from their defeat to Chelsea at the weekend against Celtic at the Etihad. Pep Guardiola's side are through, Celtic are out, and Guardiola will be making changes to his starting 11.
I'm so happy to give minutes to people who deserve to play and maybe didn't play the last game. That is that means will be not important for me. I will demand the best for that player.
Basel versus Arsenal is Talk Sport's live commentary game this evening. Over on Talk Sport 2, we've Bayern Munich versus Atletico Madrid. Cricket, the London Stadium's been considered as a venue for the 2019 World Cup. With a capacity of 60,000, it's more than double the size of any other cricket ground in the country. Finally, golf. Denmark's Thomas Bjorn is expected to be appointed Europe's 2018 Ryder Cup captain. It's reported he's the unanimous choice to lead the side in the effort to reclaim the trophy from the USA in Paris. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio.
Ah, the great British roast. When mobiles are set aside, the TV goes off, the family comes together, and everything stops. For the perfect roast, only Bisto Best Gravy will do. Made with real meat juices for that authentic, rich, roasted flavour. Ah, Bisto.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. You are listening to far-right Austrian Joe Lycett.
And I am...
only June Whitfield.
Oh, yeah. Come there.
Resigning Italian MPs.
Trying to make loads of money out of tsunami.
Absolutely apoplectic.
Good afternoon. Talk Radio, Cass speaking. Yeah, no, you don't know where I live.
Good afternoon, Rod.
I don't actually know anything.
Who else is on your show today?
I got to guess.
Diane Abbott.
No.
Lord Alan Sugar.
No.
The child actress from Stranger Things.
No.
Stephen Fry.
No.
Linda Lusardi.
No.
Debbie McGee.
No.
Santa Claus.
No.
June Whitfield.
Yes.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Well, hello then, and good afternoon to you. Hello, it is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. And welcome along. So despite the Governor of the Bank of England's warnings on the front pages of today's papers, I am, it seems, yet to be replaced by a robot. I mean, you've seen that on the front of all the papers today, according to Mark Carney, the Governor of the Bank of England. Robots are coming. I mean, it would, you know, if I was replaced by a robot, that would technically be a waste of a robot. Given that the skill set required to simply talk crap on the radio on a daily basis is around zero. But either way, according to him, the robots are coming. Actually, if you think about it, they're already here, aren't they, really? I mean, think about it. How many of us have an Android phone? It's got the word Android in it. It's an Android phone. Apparently, Samsung are working on a new phone that's a cyborg from the future made from a polymorphic metal alloy. They will arrive in shops for the year. From the year 2029, it's coming. And we'll have the ability to look up John Connor in its own contacts before hunting him down and killing him. Before he can grow up to lead the resistance against the rise of the phones. The Samsung T1000 has the ability to kill humans by going on fire while charging. Which, I'll be honest, is the only bit of the prototype that Samsung have got to work properly so far, isn't it? Anyway, we'll all be jobless soon. Jobless and unable to be bored, it seems. So that's in the news as well, isn't it? There are scientists in other news today saying that cesarean births are impacting human evolution. Because more mothers now can't deliver a baby naturally due to a narrowing of the pelvis. So what we're going to have to do, apparently, is build robot pelvises. Robot pelvi. And then what we're going to have to do is insert them into expectant mothers. Which means that existing pelvises, pelvi, will be unemployed and our streets will be full of homeless pelvises, pelvi, committing crimes. Scientists say that with the rise of robot pelvises, pelvi, two out of three of us will, by 2022, have fallen victim to a violent crime committed by a homeless pelvis whose job of being beneath the abdomen and housing the reproductive organs, rectum and perineum of a woman has been taken by a robot. We live in troubling times. Anyway, ahead of the rise of the pelvises, pelvi, let us now pop on a medical radio glove and have a feel around to see what's coming out of the front of your radio today. Headline hijack is on the way at 2 o'clock. Of course, Victoria will have the news. Victoria's mouth sounds like this.
Like this.
Yes. The news will be coming out of it. However, at 2 o'clock, it'll be some made-up news. A news lie, if you will. A fib, a fabrication, and a fake. And we'd very much like you to make that news up and get it to us. Be the winner of today's headline hijack. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We're also going to meet a lonely luncher. If you're lunching alone, you could be inducted into the John Holmes 1 till 4 in the afternoon on Talk Radio weekday programme thing, Tupperware Hall of Despair. The only requirement for membership is to be lunching alone. Simply get in touch and tell us why, and you could be made fewer lonely by dint of an idle chat on the radio. Plus, you'll get a souvenir gift prize. Unless, of course, all the gift prizes have been replaced by robots. In which case, we'll send you a redundant pelvis. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That's how to get in touch with us. Ask Broadcast will call you back, and you won't understand a bloody word she's saying because she's from Hull. There's today's big stories, analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. Of course, that's the news in haikus. Kyle has the diversity paper review today. He's British, black, Welsh, and his body has metal plates in it. He might actually be a diverse robot. There's the big debate at three. Thanks to a seasonal PR... This is exciting. Thanks to a seasonal PR email that got Cornelius all a jitter. Listen to him. For some inexplicable reason today, we're going to be joined in the studio by puppies.
Yay!
I mean, actual... Victoria's excited as well.
So excited.
Puppies. It's like... I don't know what's happening. It's like this programme suddenly become Lorraine or This Morning with Holly and Philip. Anyway, there'll be puppies.
Yeah!
We'll get to stroke puppies.
Yeah!
Later on the programme. And there'll be your chance to win some meat in a game of band or robot. You could win a chicken. Or a beef. Or a lamb. Unless, of course, the puppies eat it. Or a box of organic veg.
Because they're not racist.
That's right, Victoria. All coming on the programme. Ginger Dave is
sausages.
Not producing.
Sausages.
Oh, it's Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Ginger Dave is not producing. He's just popped out to get some new batteries for the robot student he's been building. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Yeah.
She's more sinister than any clown. Emma's on the buttons today. Hello, Emma.
Hi.
Hi there. Victoria's got the news.
Yes.
Paid intern Cornelius is back.
Hello, I'm back.
From his day off yesterday.
Yeah.
Your birthday-related day off.
Sort of, not really.
Well, just, that's what we learned yesterday.
Just had some calendar time to use up.
Yeah. And your mum had bought you that gift experience, hadn't she, that you wanted to try out? That course you went on. Learn how to kiss with your own mother.
Red letter days,
wasn't it?
Didn't happen.
That's Cornelius.
Didn't
here.
Happen.
I am John Holmes. Welcome along. It is Talk Radio in the afternoon. From Talk Radio. Let us start with some music. You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. I am John Holmes. And that is the Futureheads with a song that they do. But why would I be playing it on Talk Radio in the afternoon? Why would I be playing that? As Talk Radio's head of music, that is what I've chosen to play. Why, though? Why? Cornelius, you've got your hand up.
I do, yeah. Can you select me?
Just looking around the room.
There's no one else in the room.
Oh, yes. Cornelius, what's your question?
Why are you playing Robot by the Futureheads on the Talk Radio station?
It gets me into today's big story, because there's a big news story that we'll, of course, be tackling.
Mm.
And what I like to do is play a song to get us into that, because that's a sort of radio tradition. It's production colour.
Yeah, but what you normally do is play a song that's so loosely connected to the story.
Yes.
So it's hard to figure out what this one is, because it's not going to be the robot story. So is it something to do with Brexit and the High Court? Is it the future heads? Is it so you're looking to the future where Brexit will happen?
Yeah.
Is it something to do... Sorry. No? Is it... the Vietnam being ahead of the UK in global school tests?
Today's...
Like the future children and their heads?
Yeah.
The heads of the future. Is that what we're doing?
No.
North Korea hacking South Korea's military?
No. Why don't you have a guess and see if it's David Beckham's tattoo?
Is it David Beckham's new tattoo of the abused child that he has on his arm?
No.
What is it?
It's robots.
What, the actual
robot story?
Well, why haven't you...
Because Mark Carney, the governor of the Bank of England, has said that in the future, heads, yeah, he's the head of the Bank of England.
Yeah.
In the future,
yeah,
robots could replace
a lot
of middle-class jobs.
It was pretty much the first song you'd go for today.
Yeah, pretty
which
much.
Is quite different to what you normally do.
Yeah, I like to mix it up a bit.
Well, that wasted a lot of time.
Yes. So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. We're going to need an expert, of course, Ask Podcast, for what it's worth, which, between you and me, is less than nothing.
Fewer.
is Through the Glass.
Yeah.
Can we get a guest, please?
Who do you want?
Robot.
An actual robot.
If you like.
We've done that before, I think.
Oh, have we? Let's not do that.
We'll get them back.
No.
All right.
I'll find someone, don't worry.
Fine. We're going to talk about robots taking our jobs. The robots are coming. Here on Talk Radio. Next, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
For me, it's the first thing on the shopping list. I don't know about you, but trying to get my kids to switch off the TV and sit down to supper is like trying to prise a bone away from a dog. Worse still, when I try and serve them some healthy veg, they look at me like I've cancelled Christmas. But when I serve them a delicious bowl of vegetable soup, they always want more. They're happy, and I'm happy, knowing that they're getting another one of their five a day. Win-win. Oh, and the soup... it has to be Heinz.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Amigo Loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required, who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The clockwise M25 is looking slow after early problems around Junction 22 for St Albans. Through Thorley in Cambridgeshire, the westbound A47 is closed because of an accident around the B1040 station road. Looks like Grimsby's A180 has been closed again westbound for the recovery of an overturned lorry, so that route and routes around it are very busy. Staffordshire's eastbound A50 around Blyth Bridge has been closed because of an accident involving three lorries at the Blyth Bridge roundabout. And there's a breakdown in Middlesbrough on the southbound A19 near to Levitt Crescent. I'm Joanna Adams.
This Christmas at Tesco Mobile, we've packaged up some great deals for you. Like this Alcatel Pop 4 for only £7.50 a month, now with a free gift. A Gecko 2 power bank. One more reason why 98% of our customers would buy from us again. Pop into a Tesco Mobile phone shop or visit tescomobile.com. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 24-month contract subject to status. Free gift until December the 21st. Charges and terms at tescomobile.com. Over 18,000 customers surveyed this year.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
If a top politician's riding for a fall, if a Z-list celebrity makes your skin crawl, if a Premier League player takes his eye off the ball, better call Paul. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. We give you the show for at least 1 hour every weekday morning from 9. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. Hey, better call Paul.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I am John Holmes and you are most welcome to it. Some of your reactions have been coming in. It's Talk Radio. You'd expect them to. That's what we thrive on, Cornelius.
What?
Read out some reactions.
Lots coming in, John. This is from BuzzFeed's We Know Your Relationship Status from your Alcohol and Netflix Choices quiz, yeah. Who says that I'm in a long-term relationship.
No, you're not.
And scheduled tweet for 9:08 p.m. on New Year's Eve from the Talk Radio account after someone accidentally meant to schedule it for their own account says, say what you will about this year, it was a bloody good one to start being a journalist. Hashtag chucked in at the deep end.
Good. Thank you very much. Indeed. Keep your reactions coming to us. Of course, you can react to our reaction line, which in the form of a text is this, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, let's talk about today's big story. The Governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, on the front of all the newspapers today, is warning that the robots are coming. $3 billion jobs ended in 2018. The survivors of the great sacking called the war Judgment Day. They lived only to face a new nightmare. The war against the machines. The hole-in-the-wall cash machine sent another cash machine and a self-service checkout desk back through the time to destroy the leader of the resistance, Mark Carney, the governor of the Bank of England. He had warned of a future where humans would be hollowed out by technological advances. Robots trained, presumably, given what we learned earlier on the programme, to remove the innards and pelvi, of people. Artificial intelligence could fundamentally alter the way we live and work, as whole professions, he says, could disappear and are crushed by the steel foot march of job-seeking terminators. What we need is a protector. A protector of humans. The resistance managed to send one such lone warrior down a telephone line to Talk Radio. Specifically, this telephone line. He would die to protect us. It's Professor Phil Purnell from Leeds University. Hello, Professor Phil Purnell from Leeds University.
Hello, John Holmes from Talk Radio. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So you're the director of the Institute for, let me get this right, Resilient Infrastructure.
I was director of that. I'm now director of various other things, but yes, that's what I do.
What the hell is that?
Infrastructure, that's all the things that live underneath the ground and support all the systems that allow us to live our modern urban lives. Right. So every time you flush the toilet or have a shower or turn on your radio, it's infrastructure that's bringing the things you need to your house.
And now robots are coming, according to the Governor of the Bank of England.
Yes, Mark seems very irated about robots, doesn't he? Yes. Mm. We're working on a project to look at how we can use robots to help us fix infrastructure. So a lot of the problems in our infrastructure are actually relatively simple to fix. It's just that they happen to be in inconvenient places like inside pipes and underground.
Yes.
And many of these inconvenient places are also pretty unsafe. So in the middle of the M6, for example. So we're looking at some work to see if we can build robots that would help automate some of the boring, mundane and dangerous tasks in infrastructure. So we can free up some of the good people who work on our roads to actually do more interesting things.
When you say free them up, Mark Carney's suggesting that that would be, well, getting rid of them.
Yeah, I think Mark's taken a pretty doom-laden view of what actually might happen. I mean, he's compared it to the coming of the Industrial Revolution and industrial agriculture and things like that.
Yeah.
But when you look at the industries he's been talking about, he's talking about industries that basically had huge labour surpluses. Over in the engineering industry, we have a huge labour shortage. And what we actually need are more people, not fewer people. So if we can get the robots to do the boring jobs, we can get the people to do the more interesting jobs.
Yes. So what is interesting about this, I think, is that the angle that the newspapers have gone for, as you would expect, is, of course, the basically the war against the machines.
Yeah.
Right. Is there any... I mean, because it's already begun. Because you've seen this in supermarkets for a while. So supermarket self-checkouts, that's kind of a robot doing what used to be a human job, isn't it? Obviously, there's a human there because there's restricted items and so on and so forth. But it's not anything new, is it?
Not really, no. I mean, you know, we're quite happy with answering machines. And we've already got robots that live in our infrastructure as well. So, you know, we've already got little robots that go down gas pipes and that go down water pipes, inspect the pipes, work out what's going wrong. But what we don't have are very clever robots. These robots are all pretty stupid. They basically have a long wire at the end of them and somebody controls them from a television screen.
Yeah.
What we'd like to get some of these robots to do is to do some of the simple stuff themselves. So have you seen some of these pictures of sinkholes appearing in various roads? There's a big one in Manchester a while back.
There's one in the news today in America, yes.
Yeah, and if you look at a lot of these sinkholes, certainly in cities, they're caused by pretty small defects. You get a little millimetre breakage in a pipe, that washes out some of the material beneath the pipe sinks, it cracks, you get a bigger hole, la la, 1,000-mile sinkhole appears in the road.
Yes.
But that's caused effectively by a millimetre-scale defect to start with. Now, if you could get a robot in the pipe to squirt a bit of glue in there and report back that that might need looking at later, we could save an awful lot of people and an awful lot of wasted time in traffic jams.
I see. So it's not necessarily it's still going to... I mean, how far are we away from humans not being there at all for these things? Because you're saying, you know, there's someone at the end of a screen, they're guiding it down the pipe and it's doing what it's doing, which is fine. But once we have AI to that level, which is what he seems to be suggesting, is that swathes of middle-class Britain will lose their jobs because robots will do it for them.
Well, I don't think that's true, because what we've basically got at the minute are lots of highly skilled and clever people doing boring jobs like filling in potholes.
Yeah.
And actually, if you look at our infrastructure, if you look at the real problems that confront our infrastructure, the fact that, you know, we've got all these incredibly complex networks that are joined up in ways that we don't fully understand, what we'd really like is for these clever and well-trained people to be looking at those problems rather than standing in the middle of the road leaning on a shovel waiting for some asphalt to dry in a pothole.
Yeah.
So it's about transferring people from doing mundane and often, frankly, dangerous jobs into jobs that are much more interesting and actually the jobs that we really need if we're going to have an infrastructure for the 21st and 22nd century. If the government wants to spend this £500 billion on infrastructure that it keeps talking about, then it really needs to be spending it on things that are going to last 100, 200 years and not spend it on filling in potholes in roads.
Because that's a constant... The potholes is interesting you bring that up, because that's, especially this time of year, it, you know, when frost ice gets into the pothole that they supposedly repaired during the summer, it just shatters it again with no time at all. What would make a robot do a better job of filling that hole than a human being, though?
A robot won't do a better job of filling it. What we'll try and get the robot to do is to detect it earlier. So the difficult bit with potholes is detecting them. There are a lot of them, and they're spread all over the roads. And, you know, a pothole might start off the size of a 10-pence piece.
Yeah.
And as a car goes over it, it'll gradually get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And the problem is nobody notices it until you go over it and break your track rod ends. What would be more useful is if we could attach sensors to the bottom of cars and they would report back to a central control that a pothole's beginning to form. And then perhaps we could send a robot out there to put in a temporary repair while we work out what we ought to do, which is really say, look, this section of road is becoming potholed. Let's put in a proper section of road and fix it properly for good.
Yeah, I mean, I like your idea, but the problem is then you've still got the robot would then... you have to report back to the council, and then the office would be shut at 5 o'clock, and then all the people who work at the council would have gone home.
Well, so, we'll get some robot council officers. It'd be fine.
That's what I'm going to say. Until they're all replaced by robots, we're sort of doomed anyway. So
we're always doomed, aren't we? I mean, I think it's obligatory to say at this point that I, for one, welcome our new robotic overlord.
Phil, thank you so much for talking to us. That's Professor Phil Purnell, Leeds University. He knows about robots. He knows how good they are and what good they can do, which is kind of not what Mark Carney was saying, because according to him, we're all going to die.
Maybe he should be the head of the Bank of England, John.
Well, what, Professor Phil Purnell?
Definitely.
Or a robot of him.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, if you've got a reaction, a robot reaction, a robot action,
Rebaction.
Yeah. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
If a robot is taking your place at work, doing a better job than you, is that a good thing? Looking at you, Victoria.
Speak and spell.
I can spell.
Just type the news into it.
You should try that.
Yeah.
All right, so get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with your rub action.
And it's just after 1:30. Here is Victoria. with the news.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, a man has been found guilty of a terrorism offence after supplying money to the Brussels bombing suspect dubbed the Man in the Hat. 26-year-old Zakaria Boufassel from Birmingham and Mohammed Ali Ahmed, who admitted the charge, handed over £3,000 to Mohammed Abrini in July last year. 32 people died in the coordinated bombings in the Belgian capital in March. A final deal on the UK's exit from the EU could be reached in less than 18 months, according to the European Commission's chief negotiator. Michel Barnier has set the timescale of October 2018. That's if the process is started by the end of March. Many Tories are expected to back a Labour motion tomorrow, calling on the Prime Minister to set out her negotiation aims. Hilary Benn, who chairs the Commons Brexit Committee, wants more transparency.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban star, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Shall I carry on with the news?
Was that not part of the news?
No, actually, I mean, that was a trail for Martin Roberts.
But Martin Roberts technically was in the news the other day because of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about Martin on this today. He's not newsworthy today. Sorry, Martin. Yeah.
Oh.
Unless he's done something which I'm not aware of.
He has.
Like what?
I can't say it on air.
He's been replaced by a property robot.
Oh, it's controversial.
I'm just filling time now while they sort out the technical stuff in there.
Okay, I think we're ready. So instead of Martin Roberts, we were going to hear from Hilary Benn, who chairs the Commons Brexit Committee, and
that's
he wants more transparency.
Yeah, he knows more about it.
Of course, nobody's asking the government to publish its fallback positions, its red lines, the whole of its negotiating strategy. But there's a huge difference between that and setting out what your objectives are.
The Football Association insists its inquiry into non-recent claims of child sexual abuse in the sport will ensure lessons are learned. It says it will look at what the organisation could have done, ensuring any failings by the authorities or clubs are brought to light. A British tour guide who was stabbed to death in Lapland has been named as 26-year-old Rebecca Johnson from Fife. A Czech man believed to be her boyfriend has been arrested on suspicion of murder. And some more breaking news this afternoon. Peter Vaughan, who was best known for his roles in Porridge and Game of Thrones, has died. The actor's agents confirmed his death this morning, aged 93. The weather dull and cloudy, some rain in the northwest of Scotland and Northern Ireland, feeling less cold than recently.
Fewer.
Highs of 11 degrees less. There's more in half now.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much.
Well, 25 minutes because, you know, you kept talking about robots.
We're going to carry on talking about robots in a minute because reactions are coming in.
Rob-actions.
Yeah. What actions?
Rob-actions. It's what Cornelius said.
All right. So in 25 minutes' time, as Victoria rightly says, there will be more news. In it will be made-up news stories. That is Headline Hijack. That is what we want you to do. It's what we require of you. We want you to make up a news story, fib, fabricate, and fake your way into Victoria's mouth.
This mouth.
By 2 o'clock. The lines are open. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a Rob action.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban star, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Or, as you know, if you are watching this on a DAB, the screen on the front, if you're sitting in front of it just watching it, you'll know that it doesn't really fit our sort of tagline on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's too small, so... God, I'm just about to cough. Good. It doesn't fit, so it just says Talk Radio. We'll get you. We may be the 32nd... most listened to national radio station out of a possible 39, but we are, as you know, the most threatening. Now, Headline Hijack is on the way. before it hits some of the reactions that were coming in.
Don't forget. Yes, lots coming in about robots taking jobs. Yep. John, we should replace a new Mark Carney with a cash machine. Hmm. He would never stop giving out cash, and that would be good for England.
Yep.
John, I don't agree with Mark Carney's call for a robocaust. I think he's sick. My son will be no longer attending the Carney Youth.
Thank you very much indeed. A lot of people getting in touch about the androids. Operating systems that are on the Samsung phones. Of course, Samsung phones were sent from the future to try and kill us while catching on fire while charging. So that's already started, the coming of the telephones.
Yeah, Thomas has just rang in and said his job was he got left his job and he was replaced by someone called Android.
Yeah, so it's already starting. Yeah. Someone else has said a similar thing, actually. They used to work on a supermarket checkout, were made redundant when they brought in someone called Rob Ott.
Oh.
John, I think it's the fault of disillusioned people. That's what Mark Carney's saying. He's swathes of the country will just be forgotten, is the word he's using. And this is exactly the sort of thing that would make people in the future vote for a robot president if it stood. No matter what it did, it could destroy the human race or be programmed to grope a cat. But people would still vote for that robot president. Even if it's systematically destroyed all humans, the disillusioned would still vote for it. It's a good point. And John, are banks in the future going to be like Westworld from the television? And instead of going into a bank, you'll just go into a sort of bank experience that runs amok. All interesting points. Do keep them coming in. Headline hijack on the way in the next 20 minutes then, and it's only at 2 o'clock, that's where it will appear. You know how it works. As I say, a made-up news story confusing those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. The data indicates that between 1 and 2 is lunchtime. People pop out for it. However, they get back to their desks at 2 o'clock and put on the radio. They hear the news, they believe it because it's the news. But we like to put a lie in there. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
This has come in from Danny, who says, now, as every child will know, by this time of year, Santa cameras have been installed into homes to monitor the behaviour of children.
Yes.
Well, police have warned that there's been a good chance that ISIS have managed to hack into the National Christmas Database and could be monitoring your children. Father Christmas is expected to hold a press conference this afternoon. But in the meantime, parents have been told to cover the Santa cameras, which are a secret, with festive tea towels.
Good advice. Thank you very much. Keep yours coming in. And after that, we're going to meet a lonely luncher after the traffic and travel. Somebody lunching alone. If it's you, get in touch with the programme. You can do it via an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That is the email address. What will happen is you'll get on the list to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, whereupon you could find yourself, A, fewer lonely, and B, on the receiving end of a souvenir gift prize, details of which are coming. What will happen is Ask Podcast will call you back. She will talk to you in an unintelligible northern.
She can't make any words out.
No. But if your phone rings and you pick it up and someone just goes,
just hold the line and you'll be through to us at one point.
That's Cass. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Time for Sounds Fantastic, so what's this sound?
We love our car, we love to drive around. We love our car, we drive it up and down.
You guessed it, that was an excerpt from Carmen.
But what's this?
Go compare.
That's the sound that's been telling millions of drivers where to check out the cost of their motor insurance.
If you want to save, it should be your favourite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back home, family arrive. Screaming children, snoring uncles, granny's teeth in the sink. Make it through the holiday horrors with Dear Deirdre's How to Survive Christmas. Turn sleepless nights into silent nights. Don't miss it in the Sun on Sunday this weekend. Part of the Sun's great giveaway.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Hi,
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 for my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Think you can't afford a new Vauxhall? Scrap your old car, and on top of all our other great offers, we'll give you up to £2,000 scrappage to put towards a brand new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The clockwise M25 is looking slow after early problems around junction 22 for St Albans. Through Thorley in Cambridgeshire, the westbound A47 is closed because of an accident around the B1040 station road. Looks like Grimsby's A180 has been closed again westbound for the recovery of an overturned lorry, so that route and routes around it are very busy. Staffordshire's eastbound A50 around Blyth Bridge has been closed because of an accident involving three lorries at the Blyth Bridge roundabout. And there's a breakdown in Middlesbrough on the southbound A19 near to Levitt Crescent. I'm Joanna Adams.
This Christmas at Tesco Mobile, we've packaged up some great deals for you. Like this Alcatel Pop 4 for only £7.50 a month, now with a free gift. A Gecko 2 power bank. One more reason why 98% of our customers would buy from us again. Pop into a Tesco Mobile phone shop or visit tescomobile.com. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 24-month contract subject to status. Free gift until December the 21st. Charges and terms at tescomobile.com. Over 18,000 customers surveyed this year.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam Shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather steps.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just coming up to 1:45 a time. Good afternoon. Hello, I am that. Now then, a lot going on today, of course. Britain's set to be the fastest growing economy in the G7, according to the Times. Patients at risk as safety warnings are ignored. That's some health news there. The Supreme Court Brexit appeal continues on day two. We've just learned that the Game of Thrones and indeed Porridge actor Peter Vaughan has died at the age of 93. We know that there was an escaped goat bothering a shop. It's what I'm getting at is that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, in the future you won't have to, Cornelius, because there'll be a robot to get its head around it for you, according to Mark Carney, who's the governor of the Bank of England, who predicts a future where the middle class of Britain will have no jobs anymore. Of robots. The robots are coming. That's what he says, as we've been discussing. However, before the robots come and get their head around it, allow us to help you, because I know from your letters that you can't. What we do here is take the news and analyse it in depth through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Pulled tasers on 500 kids last year. Shocking statistic.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Oh, here we are. Tapping gently on the chamber door, to quote Edgar Allan Poe. And now, not to quote him, of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. He never wrote that in The Raven. The Tupperware Hall of Despair, of course, the spiritual home of those that lunch alone. The lonelies what lunch. Everyone who comes through its hallowed doors that are made of mouldering pita bread has their name daubed on the walls in gravy. It's the last refuge of the lonely luncher. And if you are lunching alone for any reason, then we are here to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. That is what we do. Idle chit-chat, a speciality. Different person each day that's lunching alone. And to fly in the face of that, on the telephone now is someone who's becoming a semi-regular on in the Lonely Lunch Club, because her story of her sex neighbour keeps unfolding. It's Eve. Hello, Eve.
Hi, John. How are you?
Very good. You?
I'm quite well. I'm sick again, though, this time. I don't know what's going on.
What are you sick of now?
Oh, lots of things. The robot stories being one thing.
Yeah, it's a bit much, isn't it? That we're all going to be replaced by the robots, according to the Governor of the Bank of England.
But have you heard about this thing called transhumanism or posthumanism, which is like not only would like robots kind of take over our jobs, but actually like being human would become nearly robotic.
How would that work?
I don't know yet. Like they don't have the technologies yet, apparently. So we don't need to worry about it for a while.
So the human, so being, what is it?
Being transhumanism.
Transhumanism.
Or posthumanism, yeah.
So it's what comes. So is that like a cyborg, where we're a mix of human and robotic?
Yes.
Right. Now, for those that are unaware of your story.
Oh yeah.
So, your neighbour.
Yes, lovely man, mid-60s.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. And now this is, I think, chapter 4 of this story.
It is chapter 4, yeah.
So you've been on 3 times before telling us about him, and we love your story, and we love your neighbour. So remind us how we started off.
So I overheard him in the summertime, I think it was like August, I overheard him one lunchtime when he was having lunch with an ex-colleague, and they were drinking, and they were discussing their image of hell. And my neighbour's image of hell was this man, Bernard, making constant love to him. And then I went about trying to find out who Bernard is and, like, where he lives and everything.
Yeah.
But also going into my neighbour's house and discovering quite a lot of paraphernalia, shall we say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a swing in their garden, which is, I think is quite cool.
Sexy swing, yeah.
Yeah, which then led me to discover that in nursing homes, they have the highest rate of STDs.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and then there was that book book. Cornelius wrote, I think he wrote it. Yeah, How to Live with a Huge Penis. Yeah. So my neighbour had that too.
Yeah, yeah. It's an interesting, I mean, you certainly learned a lot about your neighbour. Is there an update to the story? I mean, where any more news of...
So for a while there, we kind of thought, because now the whole house is kind of involved now in like trying to find out who Bernard is. So one of my housemates, she was looking out over just out of her window one day, and she saw our neighbour like going to a house kind of opposite on the opposite street.
Yeah.
And she thinks that was Bernard, but he's like an older man, like kind of grey hair.
Yeah.
And I don't really know why she thought he was Bernard. I think... maybe he had I don't know if he had a strap on or something. I'm not sure, but I don't know. But so I don't know why she thought he was Bert. She was like, oh, he just, because our neighbour keeps going over quite a lot to him.
Yeah.
And, like his wife will go to like work and he like walks right to her car and stuff. And then he like trots over to this man's house.
Interesting.
So we think that could be Bernard.
It could be Bernard. Well, I mean, at least he's not making the constant love, as you say, because he's not there all the time, is he? So,
no.
So it's not his idea of hell yet. It's certainly an interesting... place that you live.
It certainly is. Do you know what one of my other neighbours is doing right now? He has quite a large electric drill, and he's just like drilling away there off the side of what he's making.
Well, I'd go to far as to say that's not that unusual. A person is allowed to do DIY. That's not...
I guess.
That's not that weird.
He's like drilling into the wall, though, so I don't really know what he's doing.
Yeah, just, why not? Maybe he's making like a dungeon for all of the elderly people in your street. It's a little. I mean, yeah. That you did say that they were elderly. It could be a 50 Shades of Grey hair.
I think so. Do you know, one of the things that we did get through our letterbox, and we're not sure like where this came from.
I don't know where this is going.
It was an invitation to what's called a cuddle party. Have you ever heard of these?
A cuddle party?
No. Yeah.
What's a cuddle party? I mean, I could probably guess.
Yeah, I think it's just, like, innocent enough. But, you know, who knows? I mean, I think everything on the street is innocent. And then I look a bit more and it's quite sinister.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think you just go and cuddle people, seemingly. Sounds terrifying.
I mean, where was the invitation? Was it at Bernard's?
See, we kind of think he was maybe, because we did see him handing out flyers another day. So we're wondering if, like, that's another party he was arranging, or
wow.
Was he the one that put in the flyer into our place? I'm really not sure.
I do like the update on your street. It's a regular update. last time you were on, you got a gift prize.
I did. The amazing, yes, your book. It's really brilliant. Thank you very much. Look at that,
Cornelius.
What?
A review there. Eve, as part of Learning Lunch Club, got asked as the prize of my book that's out now, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Well, she's been on quite a few times, hasn't she?
And
it took her the fourth time to choose your book.
Shut your face. but now you've read it.
I did. Oh, my God. I couldn't put it down. It was amazing. And I laughed a lot. I think everyone, all of your listeners, should buy it and read it.
Yeah, it's an excellent Christmas gift, isn't it? A little stocking for that.
Excellent Christmas gift. Yeah.
So,
very funny.
This is good. So give us a quick... That's good, because now you're doing some selling for me. So, so it's very funny, yes. Good.
It's very funny, but it's also what I really liked about it was very moving. So, like, it got to my human part, and I was like, oh, you're such a nice person.
Yeah, so I'm a nice person.
We should say for balance that I thought it was crap.
Yeah, you haven't read it. Well, you know it. Because you can't read.
I could put it down.
Yeah. Thank you. Moving and funny. I'll take that. It's about a teenage boy. That's me. Great sort of memoir. It's about growing up in Nuneaton in Warwickshire. And do you think I've overshared?
Most definitely.
Yeah. There's a lot you know about me that you didn't really want to know now, isn't there?
Yes, you were quite open and honest. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I thought absolutely. That was the way to go. I'll be honest. When I was writing it, shut up.
You're oversharing again.
Shut up. It's Christmas. I've got to sell. Every other bugger comes through here plugging their DVDs and books at Christmas. Why can't I have a bloody go? Anyway, so when I was writing it,
Cornelius needs to go to a cuddle party, I think.
He does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. His mum holds those for him.
What were you going to say, though, John?
I've forgotten it. No, I think I was going to say, when I wrote the book, I sort of put out of my head that anyone else would ever read it. So I kind of was just very honest about, you know, what happened when I was a teenager and since.
Yeah, it's like free association at times.
It is, isn't it? I've had to change the name of a lot of ex-girlfriends, let's put it that way.
Oh, good. I was wondering about that, actually. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good call. Good call.
Well, you know that sequence in the book where... How am I going to say this on the radio? The sequence in the book where I go back to my then-girlfriend's house. And we'd just come back from... sort of 60. We'd come home from Sunday school.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. You know where I'm going with this. And her mum was making Sunday lunch for us all. But we were upstairs playing Yahtzee.
Yes, yeah, a very interesting sounding game, I must say.
Yeah. Have you never played Yahtzee, Eve?
No, well, not your version, no.
You want to go around Bernard's after you've played a Yahtzee party.
The Yahtzee party.
Yeah. Yes, that's an amazing story.
Yeah. Well, we can say no more here, but, you know, should you wish to read that story, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, available now on Amazon. Perfect Christmas gift, right, Eve?
Oh, I couldn't recommend it more highly. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Eve, thank you so much. Does Eve get another gift prize for coming on again to update us on her story?
I guess so,
I guess she does, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right,
my word.
I know.
Get the whole collection.
Well, it'd be rude not to, wouldn't it? So, you know, you almost know what the choice is. But anyway, here comes the gift prize music. And here again is a list of gift prizes, Eve, that you can choose one of.
A Talk Radio mug.
Ideal for offering a cup of tea to a neighbour, which you can discuss his sex life over.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
After a day off production, the Haiku Metro is back and is as mediocre as ever.
A Talk Sport mug.
Ideal for throwing at a noisy neighbour using an electronic drill.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Well, now, we know how good that is.
Yes.
Got nothing good to say.
Okay, fine.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Apparently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing doping in the Ultimate Frisbee Leagues.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
They used to be used as draft excluders in the Talk Radio office, but have since been replaced, and this is true, by someone who used to work here's jumper wedged into the window.
I mean, I've heard of jumpers for goalposts, but it's jumpers for draft excluders.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Which you could also use that jumper, I guess, to drain food out.
Whose jumper is it?
I couldn't possibly say.
Okay, fine. Right. So out of those, Eve, well, once again, you get to choose a gift prize. Which of those would you like this time?
Oh, terrific. Well, as difficult a decision as it is, the Talk Radio mug, I think. I will use that because I do want to discuss sex stories with my neighbour.
Excellent news. Invite him around for a game of Yahtzee.
Oh, gross.
Strip Yahtzee there with Eve. Eve, thank you very much indeed
for
updating us. Hey, thank you. That was Eve enjoying my book and also is now inducted into the Top Rail Despair for a fourth time because we like her regular updates about her street and her weird neighbour. And his friend Bernard. If you'd like to be inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club, then very simple. Email us, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That is the email. And you will get on the list. Now, in the next half an hour, we will be talking to our work experience pundit. New music is the order of the day today. A lot more still to come on the programme, of course. Not least, a game of Band or Robot. And puppies. Cornelius got an email basically from a PR saying they could bring puppies to the studio without asking any more questions about it. Cornelius simply just said yes. So we'll find out what that's about because there are puppies coming in as though we were Lorraine or This Morning with Holly and Philip. Headline Hijack. Of course, Headline Hijack. Who has got their made-up news story in the news, which is very shortly?
It's Sal.
Sal, where's Sal from?
Sal is from... No, it's not Salford. It's Heathrow.
Is it? Sal's in Heathrow has made up news story in the news, which is next.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
If there's clutter in your gutter, get a brush.
Hedgehog.
If there's clutter in your gutter, get a brush.
Hedgehog.
If there's clutter in your gutter, don't be daft, don't be a nutter. Just be sure to get a hedgehog gutter brush.
Say goodbye to gutter clutter with the amazing Hedgehog Gutter Brush. See it in action and find a local stockist now at hedgehoggutterbrush.com.
If there's clutter in your gutter, don't be daft, don't be a nutter. Just be sure to get a hedgehog gutter brush. Thank you very much.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I
HaveIGotPPI.com.
That's check to 80800.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
And just after 2 o'clock, good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's Tuesday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Birmingham man guilty of terror suspect cash, tight deadline for Brexit deal, and Peter Vaughan dies.
Talk Radio.
A man from Birmingham has been found guilty of supplying money to the Brussels bombing suspect known as the Man in the Hat. Zakaria Boufassel has been convicted of helping to fund terrorism. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has the details.
The 26-year-old gave £3,000 in cash from overpaid benefits to Mohamed Abrini when they had a secret meeting in a park in July 2015. A second man, Mohamed Ali Ahmed, admitted the charge last month, but Boufassel denied anything to do with terrorism. Abrini was arrested in Belgium in April, suspected of being involved in a suicide bombing at an airport in Brussels. 32 people died in coordinated attacks across the country in March.
A final deal on the UK's exit from the EU could be reached in less than 18 months. That's according to Michel Barnier, who will be negotiating on behalf of Brussels. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, says she wants to get the best possible deal.
Sometimes people look at this as somehow the UK being taking one particular model, the UK trying to take some of the elements of membership. It's not about this sort of Brexit or that sort of Brexit. It's about a red, white and blue Brexit. That is the right Brexit, the right deal for Britain.
The Football Association says an investigation into child sex abuse allegations will consider what lessons can be learnt. It's widening the scope of it as Queen's Park Rangers reveals it's looking into claims about a former employee. A leading rail union has criticised reforms to Network Rail, which it claims look like a slippery slope to privatisation. The RMT says it's deeply worried about plans for private train operators to share in the responsibility of maintaining railway infrastructure. And Game of Thrones actor Peter Vaughan is dying. Aged 93. The star was best known for his role in the sitcom Porridge, passed away this morning. In a statement, his agent says he died peacefully with his family around him.
Talk Radio National Weather.
She's got the weather. She's Victoria. She's got the weather now.
Thanks, John. That was delightful. Yep. Dull and cloudy with some rain in the northwest of Scotland and Northern Ireland. Feeling less cold than recently. Yep. Highs of 11 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Ben Fletcher has got the pre-recorded sport now.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal are gunning for top spot in Champions League Group A away at Basel this evening. They'll win the group in TalkSport's live commentary game if they better PSG's result at home to Ludogorets. Manchester City, meanwhile, look to bounce back from their defeat to Chelsea at the weekend. They host Celtic at the Etihad. City are already through. Celtic are out. Alan Pardew's position as Crystal Palace manager is totally safe, according to the chairman. Despite a run of just one win in the last seven games, Eagles chairman Steve Parish told TalkSport his club are under no more pressure than other clubs towards the bottom of the table, and Parish says Pardew knows where he is and what he has to do. Finally, golf. Denmark's Thomas Bjorn has been appointed Europe's 2018 Ryder Cup captain. He'll lead the side in their effort to reclaim the trophy from the USA in Paris. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, Planet Earth 2's already blown the nation away in its first few episodes with its unprecedented look into the most secluded corners of the globe. According to executive producers, viewers' jaws will hit the floor this coming Sunday as the episode features unimaginable scenes of a raft of Fiordland penguins flying over New Zealand. It was not previously known that they could fly.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. That's Victoria there with the news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Now, in 25 minutes' time, bonus news today. Of course, Victoria at 2:30. Every day has to, she doesn't like it, but she has to do it, bonus news, because her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. She still gets paid the same. It's the news equivalent of a Toblerone in that it's smaller, but costs the same money. So, today, animal news.
Animal news!
Yes.
That's the only one I like doing.
I know. I know that. That's why I continue to make you do the other ones. Animal
that's
news.
That's not very nice.
Well, we've got to cover everything. It's the news. It has to cover animal, vegetable, and mineral. That's everything. So
yeah, but people don't care about the minerals.
They do. You know they do. We get letters or if you veg. Don't do it.
Letters?
Your letters.
Since when have you had a letter sent to Talk Radio?
Well, no, what I do, I get the texts and the tweets and we get, and I print them out, and then I put them in a post bag.
Yeah.
And part I post them to myself.
That's weird.
Just to make me look popular.
That's quite sad.
Yes. So that's happening, of course. And on the very day, we have puppies.
I'm so excited about the puppies. I want to cuddle the puppies.
I can't answer that. Next, work experience punditry. As we review new music. Are you listening to Talk Radio? I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Oh, all right then. I was expecting a longer jingle there. I'll do it.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
All right then, hello, it is Talk Radio. In that afternoon, what I just mentioned there. Still to come then, later, robots. Mark Carney, he's the governor of the Bank of England, he said that the future of Britain and its jobs is in the hands of the robots. To many, of course, already here. Who amongst us already has an Android phone? Samsung working on a new phone that's a cyborg from the future made from a polymorphic metal alloy that will arrive in shops from the year 2029 and will have the ability to look up John Connor in its own contacts book before hunting him down and killing him before he can grow up to lead the resistance against the rise of the phones. It's going to be called the Samsung T1000 and it will have the ability to kill humans by going on fire while charging. And that is actually the only bit of the prototype that currently works. Also today, we're giving away some meat in a game of Band or Robot. If you'd like to win some meat, get in touch now. You can be playing that game. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Is that a robot voice?
No. No.
Okay, fine.
A robot can't do that. No way.
No. So, just before we talk to today's work experience with the music review, once again, we are here for you with help and advice as you need. Here on Talk Radio in the afternoons, I say to you the words Christmas tree transporting. It's always a tricky business, isn't it? Getting a Christmas tree from the garden centre or wherever one buys one's Christmas tree. And I'm talking a real one, a proper one, obviously. Always difficult getting it from that place to your home because it's always too big for a car. You need a friend with a van. Your car will be full of pine needles for the whole of the coming year. How do you transport a Christmas tree? A lot of people getting in touch. They write letters all year round saying, John, how do I move a Christmas tree from the place I'm buying it to my house? And I always say, wait till Christmas and we'll help you. And now is the time because people are started to do it now. Next weekend, probably the big Christmas tree putting up weekend.
Well, that's what I did yesterday with my day off. I went down to the garden centre and just enjoyed watching people struggle.
Yeah. So if you've got some advice to help people, then we do want to hear from you. John, I live in Carlisle, which is near Scotland. What I tend to do when I purchase my Christmas tree in Scotland, I pay a local Scotsman to cabre toss it all the way from Scotland down to where I live in Carlisle. Just down the streets, just tossing my Christmas tree. And being Scottish, I pay him in shortbread and heroin. So there's some advice if you live near Scotland. Cornelius?
Well, what my dad used to do is rather than... He actually found it really easy to get the Christmas tree into the car.
Yeah.
Because he'd just use one of those ones that hang from the rearview mirror, the smelly ones.
Yes.
So we'd just use that as a Christmas tree. So we'd take that home and decorate that.
So that was in the car all year round, which is good. And then you just put that in the corner of the room and hang something on it.
Yeah, yeah. Normally just a speck of tinsel.
Yeah, and it smells nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice.
I know the kind you mean. They're the sort enjoyed by racist taxi drivers, aren't they?
That's my dad.
Yeah. Hi, John. This year, this is from... who's this from? Saul. This year, I found it a lot easier than getting a Christmas tree from a garden centre to my house. All I did instead was I just built my house around a Christmas tree that I found growing in the ground. A lot of people doing that this year.
Yeah,
that is catching on, actually. I had to cut down a lot of forest, John, but it saved me a car journey to and from the garden centre, which, of course, is good for the environment. A lot of people this year cutting out the middleman of a journey and just building a house round an existing Christmas tree. It's a good, Anyway, let us know what you're doing to get a Christmas tree transported. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So, work experience punditry then, as they come in. This is, of course, where we invite our work experience, a different one each day, into the studio to review a thing. It's road testing and training up the next generation of broadcasters, critics and pundits. Today, making her debut, Gabriella, hello.
Hello, John.
How are you?
Slightly terrified.
Why?
Because it's scary. I've got sweaty palms.
Have you? You can't grip a Christmas tree with those, I can tell you. Have you Christmas treed yet?
Actually, what I've done is I've put a load of baubles and some lights on a plant that we already had in the corner.
Again, that's thinking.
That's a good idea.
See, that's right.
I put up a stocking.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, that's about this big. For reference, listeners, that's very, very small.
Yes, it is. Yeah. You're not going to get much in that, are you?
No, not really.
Good.
It's a sad Christmas.
All right. So so welcome, anyway. It's good to have you here, of course. Work experience. What have you learned so far? I mean, anything?
Well...
Or the bunch of amateurish idiots that work in this place, just a waste of your time and hours.
All right.
I've learned how to tweet a lot of people trying to get guests on programmes.
There you go. That's how it works.
A lot of work goes into
that. That's how it works. Well, you've been tasked with reviewing new music for us.
Yes, I have.
And the benefit to you is that, you know, it's experience. I mean, how many work experiences get shoved onto the air for half an hour anywhere else? If you go to somewhere, if you go to LBC, right, or Five Light, or anywhere,
they'd
right,
never let me on.
You won't be let on. You'll be making the tea and photocopying something, you know.
I haven't made a single cup of tea while I've been here. That's
see,
probably a big mistake.
No, you're doing proper. You're doing proper stuff. You see, this is how we encourage you. Mm. And the real reason is that you fill half an hour of radio time without us having to pay you.
That's me.
That's the main reason. So, music, Gabriella.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yes.
Where are we starting?
Well, so we're starting with a band called The Trouble with Templeton, which apparently is a name that comes from a Twilight Zone episode, a bit of trivia. Oh. They've released a new album called Someday Buddy on Bella Union. Bella Union's an amazing label. It's home to Father John Misty, Fleet Foxes, yep. Beach House, so they've got a really great track record. And this is a short clip from a song called Bad Mistake.
Okay, here we go. Quite like that.
Me too. I really like. That's my favourite track that I've picked today. It's really
90s. Oh, that's 90s. Right. Peak too early.
It's all downhill from here, yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah, it's really 90s, that track. It reminds me a lot of bands like Pavement and Weezer.
Yeah.
And the album's really lovely as well, if you listen to the rest of it. It's loud and quiet, happy and sad, and it comes with a huge emphasis on lyrics, yeah. Which you probably could tell from that clip there. This is the first I've heard from them as well. But they've had a couple of albums out, but hopefully this one will... get them a bit bigger, and
With publicity like this.
Well, I mean, indeed, I mean, Gabriella, right now they've been on Talk Radio with me.
Yeah, you are now on air on Britain's 32nd most listened to national station out of a possible 39.
Thank me later, The Trouble with Templeton. Yeah. You're about to be a very famous band.
They've just gained a new Twitter follower. Yeah. So, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, many people have said, right, many people, Gabriella, because I bring music review to this particular talk radio party, that I'm very much like the alive John Peel. That's what people are calling me, isn't it, everywhere? They're saying...
They used to call you that.
They are again now.
They started again. You just remember that they've started to do that.
That's right, I just remember. Yeah. They've, on Twitter and that, they call me that, because I...
Do they do an impression of
they
John
do, they
Peel?
Do. Yeah, I was about to.
Okay.
I've got to ask, who are they?
The people.
The people.
The people. Yeah, just they.
The general
all one
public.
Of them
they say,
named John.
They say, look, where's the home of new music now? Now John Peel has gone, where is the home of new music? And they say, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons on a Tuesday, specifically when John Holmes, who's very much the alive John Beale, used to be on BBC Radio 1. That's
my impression. Yeah, I remember it now.
So that's what they call
Yeah, I have heard that on the street.
The alive
word on the.
I walk past in this office now, and people just go, "There goes the alive John Peel," and that's and I go, "That's out."
I have heard them say that. It's true.
Yeah, this is a new single out now on the Carling Black Label. what was it called?
That track was called Bad Mistake. The album is called Someday, Buddy.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good. All right, then. Thank you. We'll take more new music from you, because this is the home of new music, Talk Radio, on a Tuesday. Next, we're going Traffic and Travel now, Gabriella. That's what happens. Yeah, just telling you.
Jarena.
Just giving you up to speak.
Exciting.
With Jarena.
For a minute, I thought you meant I was reading the Traffic and Travel.
If you want to, you can.
I'm not prepared.
Okay. No, you don't have to do that. But it's done by someone called Jarena Adams. And that's how she talks. As you'll learn in a minute.
Has she heard you do that?
I don't know.
She's my favourite member of the team here.
Yeah. She'll do the travel, and then she'll just go, have a listen.
It means to Jarena.
It's just, they're calling me the alive Jarena Adams. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Attention, please. All trains are delayed.
Ooh, it's freezing, Wilbur, and we'll be stuck here a while. This winter, British Gas are doing more to help keep your home warm with Hive Active Heating. Just £9 a month for our home care customers. With Hive, you can control your home from your phone, wherever you are, which could save you up to £150 on your energy bills. Don't worry, Wilbur. It'll be warm and toasty when we get home. Search British Gas. Conditions and cancellation charges apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one. Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. Turn a great business idea into a great business. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
West of Worthing, the A27 Arundel Road is closed westbound near the Crossbush Junction following an accident. A serious accident keeps the A505 in Cambridgeshire closed both ways between Royston and Duxford. Grimsby's westbound A180 is still closed after an accident near the Pye Wipe roundabout. Traffic at a standstill on the M6 South near Coventry. Two of the three lanes are out at Junction 2, and there's queues through Blyth Bridge in Staffordshire on the eastbound A50 because of an accident near the Blyth Bridge roundabout. One lane still closed for recovery. I'm Jarena Adams.
If you can do a good deed and expect nothing back. If you can step up and get it done when others can't. If you can graft and not let the graft get you down. And put other folk first without a frown. If you can do all that, my son, you'll do me proud.
Okay, no problem. Happy to help.
Thanks very much. Plusnet Broadband is backed up by brilliant customer service. Friendly, helpful staff on hand to sort stuff out. Plusnet will do you proud.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. And we are here ahead of dogs in the studio. That's right, a herd of dogs booked by Cornelius because he got a PR email that said something about dogs that could come to the studio and he got very excited, like a little puppy himself.
Dog.
Yeah. So, but ahead of that, we're doing music because it's a work experience punditry today. Gabriella is with us.
Yes, she is.
Talking new music. We've already talked about, what were they called? The Trouble...
The Trouble with Templeton.
That's it. Which she's already sort of said is the best one she's brought in. She didn't save the best till last, which is, of course, the advice, Gabrielle. What you should have done, of course, is lead towards it. But no, now we've got to go downhill musically.
No, well, there's a dip and then it's back up again.
All right,
for,
fine.
It's not necessarily a dip. Oh, I'm being mean now. Should we
well, you
talk
are here
about
to review it, so if you think
here?
It's if you think it's dip worthy, then you're absolutely entitled to say.
Well, what I've done is I've chosen the next track as the kind of the one good thing from a pile of bad things,
okay,
which is Peter Doherty. He wants to be Peter now.
Oh.
His new album, Hamburg Demonstrations. Mixed feelings about this, but here's a little clip from one of the tracks I do like, which is called Flags from the Old Regime.
Fame they stoned you in, you sold it in, and you made your fortune, but you broke inside. Stand up there in front of the whole world, and you don't feel them so. You won't be coming down tonight.
So not a fan of the entire thing then, Gabrielle?
No, well, I mean, one of my main problems with it actually is that so that song, Flags of the Old Regime, was actually a tribute to Amy Winehouse,
yep,
who Pete was friends with. But that, and I thought that was quite a nice, quite moving tribute song, but that came out in 2015 originally, and it's being now re-released in the album, along with two versions of one of his singles from earlier this year, which is called I Don't Love Anyone. And also a kind of awful version of a song that he's been playing for at least 10 years called The Whole World Is Our Playground. So he keeps, it's kind of like he's churning out old stuff.
It's lazy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing. And it, you know, and even that, like I said, that really old one, The Whole World Is Our Playground, the version that they've got on the album is actually much worse, I think, than the original.
So this is this demos?
No. So actually, one of my criticisms is that it's kind of overproduced, I think, the whole album. So it's kind of, you know, there's songs that would be really nice, classic Pete Doherty acoustic solos, but just all this unnecessary sound and clutter.
Because I assume, you know, given the title, that this was just sort of collection of demo tapes and bits of offcuts like you get at this time of year with people trying to flog any old stuff they've got down the back of the cupboard.
Well, it's like, it sort of feels like that is what he's doing. But like I say, there's good moments on it. And I think in that track, Flags from the Old Regime, there's kind of flashes of the old Pete Doherty that everyone originally loved and got behind when he was in the Libertines. But
The heroin-crazed one.
Yeah, that one who went to jail and stuff.
He only went to jail, addicted to heroin, used to write his name and his own excrement on the walls of a Paris flat. That one.
Yeah, that one. But do remember that, you know, the Libertines inspired a very rich music scene that wasn't necessarily always positive. And I think Baby Shambles were pretty bad, and I think Libertines turned bad. But I think, I'm not quite sure what Pete Doherty's trying to do.
Well, the Libertines, I've had a problem with the Libertines anyway, right? Because I think the Libertines are just a pub band that got lucky.
But that's why people kind of love them, though.
Yeah, but they're musically inept, aren't they, really? I mean, there's a couple of good, couple of good tracks. But really, I mean, they can barely play their instruments.
You could not be more wrong.
I am right.
They are one of the bands of my generation.
They're just their debut album was fantastic. They're it just still holds up
some
this day
blokes
the
who went, oh, let's give this a go. Right, and the guitar sounds just amateurish. I mean, they're just not just...
Nah.
Playing Hyde Park? Come on.
I was there. It was an awful gig.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely
dreadful. I've seen them before, and they're great. Mm.
Yeah. Actually, one of the most exciting moments of Glastonbury 2015 was the Libertines turning up unannounced because Foo Fighters had pulled out, so they put Libertines on as a surprise. And it was actually a really great show. Everyone was expecting chaos, but it was good.
Well, you're both liars. finally, Gabriella.
Mm-hmm. Finally, we've got Beans on Toast. Speaking of festivals, he's a kind of festival classic. He's got a new album out called A Spanner in the Works. This was actually a request from Cornelius that I kind of agree with because I like Beans on Toast.
I know. Cornelius loves him.
Mm-hmm. This track is called 2016.
I whitewashed my Facebook feed so everyone believes what I believe. But believe in this stuff, don't sell papers. Hey, look, son, here's another terrorist. Here's some more terror. Here's some more terrorism. Here's another dead kid without any reason. Some more propaganda and public relations. Another bloody war followed by a pay cut. Here's a new prime minister. Here's a new king. Welcome to 2016. Well, I remember when Terry Wogan...
Well, I mean, yeah, but he hasn't mentioned Toblerones, and that was a big story, wasn't it? So,
more importantly, Beans on Toast,
2016. I mean, he's not got all the stories in there. Where's the re-emergence of Chris Evans' terrible Top Gear? I mean, that was a disaster.
Yeah,
why has he mentioned that?
That's in the next verse.
I remember when Terry Wogan died and Chris Evans was rubbish on that programme.
It's not we didn't start the fire, John.
Well, he listed lots of other things.
He's talking about the things that he thought were important this year.
Yeah, he's an outspoken guy, Beans on Toast. Like any festival you go to in the UK, there's a little tent somewhere that's absolutely full of people yelling every word.
Yeah. I like him, you know. Absolutely. We tried to get him on this programme, haven't we?
Yeah, it hasn't worked out.
No, so what you've got to say is he's a puppy.
Yeah, which is better.
All right, so I'd be like, yeah, I quite like him. And so, is this new album? Did you say?
Yeah, so the album's called A Spanner in the Works. Yep. It's been released recently on Extra Mile Recordings, and he's always been outspoken. It's either he's got a song about kind of universal feelings and just being a person, and it's quite light and nice, or it's very, very, very controversial, and he's got quite strong views, so this is the latter, this track, but I quite like it. I think he's not afraid to say what he thinks.
Listen, thanks for coming in. Zip by, didn't it?
Yeah.
Have your palms dried up now?
Not quite.
Okay.
There's a little puddle on the desk.
That's Victoria. She normally leaves that. All right. So, Gabriella, thanks so much for coming in. Will you come back again?
I will come back, John.
Aww.
Hey. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. You can get going now.
Yeah, we need the chair. Cheers.
We need the chair back.
Get the kettle on for a tea.
Yeah, fine. yes, I will have a tea, please. Good, because, work experience. Yeah. That Gabriella there, a new debut appearance on this programme with our music review. And in the next half an hour, well, I say to you, Victoria's Animal News. Off the back of that, Cornelius's, let's find out if it's ill-advised or not. Cornelius responded to a PR, forgetting what this programme is, and instead thinking it was ITV's Lorraine or This Morning with Holly and Philip. Yes, that's right. There'll be a dog in the studio. You're listening to Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A man from Birmingham has been found guilty of giving money to one of the Brussels bombing suspects. The cash was handed over during a secret meeting in a park. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
Zakaria Boufassel met the suspect, dubbed the Man in the Hat, in Birmingham last July. Mohamed Abrini had travelled to the UK from Syria. He spent a week here, even visiting Old Trafford. Then, in March, he was caught on CCTV just before the Brussels airport attack. Boufassel and another man, Mohamed Ali Ahmed, had given him £3,000 to prepare for acts of terrorism.
A final deal on Britain's exit from the EU could be reached in less than 2 years, according to the European Commission's chief negotiator. Michel Barnier has based his timescale on Britain triggering Article 50 or the start of Brexit by the end of March. The Football Association says its review into non-recent child sexual abuse in sport will look at what the organisation knew at the time. The inquiry, led by a top lawyer, will look at what lessons can be learned. The RMT union is accusing the government of further fragmentation of Network Rail, and it claims it risks passenger safety. The Transport Secretary wants private train operators to share in the responsibility of maintaining lines. And actor Peter Vaughan, who appeared in Game of Thrones, has died at the age of 93. He was also known for his role as Growlty in the sitcom Porridge. The weather dull and cloudy with some rain in the northwest of Scotland and Northern Ireland, highs of 11 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Right, I've never before in my life seen somebody, a newsreader, read the news with a dog on them.
Oh, I'm so happy!
You're so happy during that. The grin on your face was such that I was worried that some of those darker news stories would take on a whole new lease of life.
I know, I must admit, I wasn't really paying attention to what I was saying, because I was like, I'm killing a doggy.
Yes.
Peter?
This is Peter
the dog.
Peter the
we'll find out more about Peter the dog very shortly and why Peter the Chihuahua is here and on Victoria. but it leads in very nicely to today's bonus news. Now, regular listeners will know that Victoria's bulletins used to be bigger than they are now. They have been shaved down. They were 3 minutes long. Now they are 2 minutes long, so she has to make the time up by bringing us bonus news. And today, fittingly, it's going to be animal news. Animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is animal news.
It's animal... You so like that noise,
don't
you?
It totally shocked you then, it looked like.
Yeah, it did. All right, so animal news, animal, vegetable and mineral news on consecutive days. Today, Victoria's favourite. And she's doing it while clutching a chihuahua.
Okay. So to start with, an escaped goat has caused havoc in County Antrim, including charging towards a pensioner named Billy and headbutting him. I find that hilarious. I probably shouldn't.
The other thing I like about bonus news is that Victoria just sort of puts her own opinion in it as well, which is not ordinarily allowed.
I'm not allowed to, with normal news.
No, go on.
Anyway, the half-an-hour rampage in Carrickfergus saw the animal jumping on cars, devouring plant pots, and frightening customers trying to get into a convenience store.
Plant pots?
Yeah, it was eating the plants. Billy, the elderly man, wasn't hurt, though, and the goat was eventually stopped when a member of the public, believed to be its owner, grabbed it by the horns and took it away. Scientists have made a fake dog nose to help sniff out explosives. Using a 3D printer, they modded it on a Labrador, as canine nostrils capture and pull in smells around 5 times a second, and it's shown to improve detection up to 18 times.
That'd explain why the dog just got off your lap awkwardly.
Oh, that's not very nice, is it? And finally, the Dogs Trust is changing its names to the Socks Trust in the run-up to Christmas. The charity is calling for people not to impulse buy puppies as presents, as often dogs are bought on a whim, then neglected and abandoned, with around 1,000 unwanted hounds being handed into the Dogs Trust rehoming centres in the new year. Instead, it's suggesting people buy socks instead.
What about goats? Do they make a popular gift? My dad used to have 2 pygmy goats.
Oh.
And they were violent creatures as well.
I'm not aware that goats are particularly popular.
No, well, they're vicious, because if you try and feed them, if you put your... I used to try and they would try and trap my wrist between their horns and snap your wrist. Violent, the goats.
I reckon you were horrible to the goats and that's why they were violent.
That's absolutely not the case.
I mean, I've been following the... I've been following a Twitter account that I mentioned in Animal News the other day, Goats of Anarchy.
Yeah.
And it's the little disabled goat who wears a chicken costume.
Yes.
And those goats, they're not violent. They're just looking to be loved. I reckon you were horrible to the goats and that's why they hated
you. Right, that's
you.
Enough of Victoria. Right, okay, so that was Animal News, leading us nicely into our next guest, which will be coming after this.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney!
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. It is the afternoons. And, well, time for some of your reactions very quickly. Now, you are aware, if you are a Talk Radio listener, that we are very recipient. Is that a word? We are on the receiving end. We are proud and honoured recipients of your reactions. If you have one, just left over. Don't throw it away. Make something out of it, as though it was, you know, the day after Christmas, and you've got some leftovers. If you've got a leftover reaction, we will make something out of it. You can just get it to us, and here are some that are coming in now.
Lots coming in, John. That study that said 2015 had the worst flood obviously doesn't remember the Great Flood as mentioned in the history book of Genesis. That's coming from D. Someone from D. Someone called D. Deluded. John, whoever borrowed my iPhone charger from under my desk last night, please return it ASAP. It can be easily identified with the initials LP written on it in blank ink. That's coming from Laurie, the group executive editor at Wireless Group.
Thank you. No one knows what he does. Right, okay, let's talk, well, dogs. Right then. So here's what we know so far. The Dogs Trust, as you've just been hearing with Victoria there in Animal News, is an animal welfare charity founded in 1891 when a group of dogs came together wanting to make an organisation that specialised on the welfare of, well, of being dogs. However, when the dogs themselves went to the government to register as an official charity, there were a number of difficulties, which meant that the dogs had to nominate a group of humans to represent them, not least to fill in the paperwork, as dogs do not have opposable thumbs and thus couldn't hold the pen. Now, for 125 years, the Dogs Trust has rehabilitated and found new homes for dogs, which have been abandoned or given up by their owners. But this year, the Dogs Trust, which you will have heard of, is rebranding to become the Socks Trust. Not as you might think now, where a group of socks have got together, perhaps, you know, because socks are lonely creatures, aren't they? The solitary sock. There's always socks that used to be a partnership, a pair of them, but now they're just on their own. You don't know where the other one's gone, and it's been abandoned. But I'm not sure that's what it is. So the Dogs Trust is, it's the Socks Trust, is now encouraging people to give socks instead of dogs for Christmas. That's the point. You tell us. John is here. John Gurlis is here from the Dogs Socks Trust. So this seems like a good idea.
Thank you. We think so. Yes. Well, the idea behind it is, I mean, it's a fun Christmassy message, but unfortunately, probably most of your listeners and yourselves are familiar with our famous saying, a dog is for life, not just for Christmas.
Yeah.
And yet, year in, year out, the months, the weeks following Christmas is the most busy time of year for us when we receive the most calls from people who are looking to give up their dogs and abandon their dogs.
So is this, I mean, because I remember the campaign from years ago, of course, I mean, I've never met anyone who's given anyone a dog for Christmas. I didn't know it was still a thing that people do that. Because the message is clear. I mean, it's not a proper gift unless you are really, really looking for a dog, is it?
Well, it should be clear. And we've been saying it now since the 1970s, that a dog is for life. And it's become one of those sayings that's almost sort of as British as anything else these days. But unfortunately, this year we received 3,500 calls from people who either got a dog as a present and realised that they actually didn't want a dog, or bought a dog for their family and realised they weren't quite dog people, or the dog wasn't quite right for them, and called us up looking to take their dogs. We could take about 1,200 this year, which means that there was over 1,000 dogs that had no homes in the few months after Christmas, which is just shocking. So what we're saying this year is, instead of getting a dog for someone, why don't you get them a present that won't be given back, which is a pair of socks? Because who doesn't love a good Christmas pair of socks? In fact, if I could just present you both with with our very exclusive, and they have now sold out, range of Socks Trust socks, which have got dogs on them which are looking for homes.
Look at that. Thanks very much.
I wear them proud.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Have you got the receipt?
And all proceeds go back to Dogs Trust.
Of course they do. Socks Trust.
Socks Trust us. I don't know who I work for anymore.
Well, look, stay with us, obviously, because, you know, you are stroking your chihuahua as you talk. As was Victoria stroking hers during that entire news bulletin. So we're going to talk more about that. Meet the dog, because you brought a spokesdog.
We have got a spokesdog with us, Peter, who I will be channeling and speaking on behalf of. But he's sitting here very, very comfortably, actually, and seems to be quite happy.
If you could train him to urinate on Cornelius during the traffic and travel, that would be excellent news. Right, stay there, and we'll try to make that happen. And if he doesn't, I will. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll be back with Peter the spokesdog and John the spokesman next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
For me, it's the perfect winter warmer. You can keep your hot water bottles, your Lecky blankets, your three-bar heaters and your woolly jumpers. Stuff them. There's no better hug than from a warm, comforting bowl of delicious, creamy tomato soup. Warming you right through from the inside out. I love it. And it has to be served piping hot, and it has to be served with fresh white toast. Lush. So get lost, Jack Frost. Oh, and the soup. It has to be Heinz.
This Christmas, swerve the socks and get tooled up with this great gift idea from B&Q. The Forged Steel 55-piece heavy-duty toolkit is an amazing £30. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
What if seats folded more than one way? What if parking could be easier? At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Honda, the power of dreams. At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Get more Honda for less with no deposit, 0% APR representative and up to £1,000 saving off list price. Off selected cars in the range at your local dealership until 31st of January. Honda, the power of dreams. T's and C's apply.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back home, family arrive. Screaming children, snoring uncles, granny's teeth in the sink. Make it through the holiday horrors with Dear Deirdre's How to Survive Christmas. Turn sleepless nights into silent nights. Don't miss it in the Sun on Sunday this weekend. Part of the Sun's great giveaway. Hey!
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
West of Worthing, the A27 Arundel Road is closed westbound near the Crossbush Junction following an accident. A serious accident keeps the A505 in Cambridgeshire closed both ways between Royston and Duxford. Grimsby's westbound A180 is still closed after an accident near to the Pywhite roundabout. Traffic at a standstill on the M6 South near Coventry. Two of the three lanes are out at Junction 2, and there's queues through Blythe Bridge in Staffordshire on the eastbound A50 because of an accident near the Blythe Bridge roundabout. One lane still closed for recovery. I'm Gerina Adams.
If you can do a good deed and expect nothing back. If you can step up and get it done when others can't. If you can graft and not let the graft get you down. And put other folk first without a frown. If you can do all that, my son, you'll do me proud.
Okay, no problem. Happy to help.
Thanks very much. Plusnet Broadband is backed up by brilliant customer service. Friendly, helpful staff on hand to sort stuff out. Plusnet will do you proud.
Jerry!
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer radio show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's tales, tunes, and tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer radio show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. And yes, we will in a moment be talking to a spokesdog from the Dogs Trust, which has excellent advice for you this Christmas. Before that, though, just looking through the news, Mark Carney has said, he's the Governor of the Bank of England, he said, of course, that all of our jobs could be replaced by robots in the near future. The government are in court for the second day fighting the High Court decision to that suggested that Parliament have to decide on Brexit. So news is very complicated.
Ah, John, I can't get my head around it.
Well, fear not, Cornelius, because in the future a robot will do that for you.
No.
Yes, but before it gets here, we will do it for you, because the news, being complicated, is easily explainable. If you do it correctly, if you drill down into the news, telling Peter the Dog this, if you drill down into the news, Peter the Dog, you will know that inside it is, not marrow, but Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Italy in crisis, PM may not resign. Now, Mamma Mia!
The news in haikus. Right, we're talking dogs. And that's because for this half an hour we have turned into Lorraine on ITV, or This Morning with Holly and Philip. Because we have John here, he's from the Dogs Trust. Hello, John.
Hi, good afternoon.
Socks Trust now, though, of course, for the reasons we've been talking about. The Dogs Trust encouraging people to give socks instead of dogs for Christmas. And every Christmas, of course, don't forget, thousands of socks are also given as unwanted gifts, leading to socks being unused, re-gifted or worse, abandoned. We've all seen socks, lone socks on their own, missing their partner, lying around our houses, haven't we? But the Dogs Socks Trust is here to stop all things being unwanted. That is the point of it. The plight of socks, the plight of dogs. And as we were saying before, John, had no idea, though, that still in those great numbers that people just were calling you after Christmas.
Yeah, and that's...
having been given... Do these people feign sort of that when you get a present you don't want on Christmas Day? Go, oh, you got me a dog! And inside they're going, oh, the dog's got to go. I can't deal with the dog. I mean, why are people doing this?
We hear all sorts of crazy and quite sad reasons, actually. So some of the weirder ones, someone didn't realise its tail was going to wag quite so much. It grew too big for my lap. We got some new furniture and unfortunately the dog didn't match the furniture. So the dog had to go, not the furniture.
Yeah.
These are all sorts of sad reasons. We're a nation of dog lovers, famously, aren't we? Yeah. And it should appall and shock us that people are giving up their dogs for these reasons. There are some legitimate reasons, we should say. But in the months leading up to Christmas, if people are thinking about getting a dog, the message is think very, very carefully about the very long-term commitment you're making.
Yeah. We got a trampoline in the garden and now a box of dogs bouncing up and down on it on Christmas morning instead of the child. John Lewis have got a lot to answer for on this subject, haven't they?
The onus should certainly be on the consumers in this case. I guess people need to think about their responsibilities when they're coming to buy a dog. But we will be expecting probably a high number of calls, you know, to do with boxes in the new year, certainly, because they're popular. And like any trend and any fashion, eventually it's going to go out of fashion, and that's where we step in.
Yeah. Do you... like the socks. I mean, socks could never go out of fashion.
Socks should never go out of fashion.
Let's be honest.
And especially these ones, the very nicely Dogs Trust branded yellow socks
they
that you can get online.
They're a very yellow sock, aren't they?
We are a very, very yellow charity.
Yeah. Yes, I don't know what that means. Butterball.
That's one of our dogs.
Yeah.
So these the socks from which you can find online at dogstrust.org.uk.
Have you got a different dog to mine?
Bramble. You got Bramble the dog.
It says UK size 5 to 10. Is that the dog you can get
that's
dog in that size?
Probably the foot, although the dogs come in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
So is there a, I mean, in terms of the dogs that people get the most, you were just saying someone abandoned, this is, we should talk about Peter the dog, who is sitting very calmly on your lap, who is a Chihuahua, and who was being stroked by Victoria during her news bulletin.
I was reliably informed that the dog would be called Mr. Woofy.
Yes, Mr. Woofy sadly pulled a sickie today.
You can't trust them. Okay. So, Peter... I mean, Peter's a bit of a strange name for a dog, isn't it? I mean, Mr. Woofy, I get. Peter the dog. But he's behaving very, very well on your lap there.
He is. He's very well media trained.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
I knew this would happen, because Courtney, what happened was...
Now I want one for Christmas.
Let me... No!
I think we failed.
No, Cornelius! The message is... You can't have one. You're irresponsible on... Look, you can't look after a pen. Let alone a dog, so you shouldn't do it. That's what, you said that Peter was an abandoned dog as well.
Peter was in one of our rehoming centres. Family gave him up. We're not entirely sure of the reasons, although we later found out they went and got another dog. So it was perhaps the fact that he was just a very small Chihuahua that they weren't quite... they didn't realise he was going to grow not much bigger than he is now. And he's almost the size of a very sort of large hand, and that's about it.
Yeah.
But they traded him in for a larger model.
What sort of model?
They went from a Chihuahua to a Rottweiler.
That's some leap, isn't it?
That's a hell of a leap, yeah.
I mean, it really is. But do you find that people, when you are rehoming them afterwards, do people go for certain breeds more than others? What are they sort of popular?
Well, I think what we say is that a dog doesn't know what breed it is. All dogs are there to be loved. All dogs have the ability to love. And we have dogs in our centres, about 17,000 a year that we look after across 20 rehoming centres in the country.
Yeah.
All shapes, all sizes, all ages, all different stories and backgrounds behind them, all looking for a lovely forever home. As I say, fashion trends, you know, move with the times and they'll go, you know, one way or the other. What doesn't go out of trend is the loving nature in which a dog can give any family. And anyone that's put the time, the effort, the work, and of course the money into it will know that it's one of the most rewarding relationships that we can have as dog owners.
Yeah. And why don't people understand how difficult it is to look after a dog? And I mean, I say that when I've got a Cocker Spaniel, working Cocker, and the reason I have that is because I've got two children as well, and the dog is amazing with the children. And doing a little bit of research indicated that Cocker Spaniels actually love kids, you know, and are so tolerant. All dogs can turn, we know that, but Cocker Spaniels have a reputation for being very good with families and with children. But you're absolutely right. It was like a dress rehearsal for the children when we had it as a puppy, because it would just destroy everything, which is now the children's job. But you have to work a lot at this. You're absolutely right.
Absolutely.
Why don't people realise that?
It's a huge responsibility. There's no getting away from that fact. As I say, you put the time, the work, the effort, you know, the huge expense into it. You'll get an incredible reward from it, and incredibly loving relationship, which can be a valued member of the family. I also have a child, and I'd say probably our dog is maybe more valued member of the family. But the truth is, you do need to do the research, and you did the right thing. You found out which dogs were compatible with the family. And unfortunately, what we're seeing nowadays is people thinking about the type of breed they want, what they're going to, how they're going to look walking down the street, what sort of accessories they're going to have for it, before they think about the cold December morning walks which you have to do, the vet bills and expenses,
yeah.
All those sort of things that actually come with the territory, unfortunately. So the message is, it's perhaps not very exciting, but do the research. All dogs grow to be bigger. They need training. They need food and water every single day, walking every single day.
They will poo on the floor if you haven't trained them that properly.
They certainly will. Luckily Peter's not showing that off at the moment.
No, I was. I mean, I'll be honest. When Cornelius said, so the background to this is that Cornelius got an email from your good selves saying, we have dog. We are heavy with dog. We will bring dog to studio. Cornelius got very excited by this, and rightly so. And he's like a little puppy himself, urinating on the floor, still not house trained himself, around the office. So that's kind of the background to what happened. We, Victoria went quite kind of crazy when she knew there was a dog coming in. But Con, I mean, you are,
big dog fan.
Big dog fan. But you can't have a dog because you live in a flat. And you're not allowed a dog, right?
It would be unfair to keep a dog in my flat.
Yeah, because that's the other thing. People don't realise where... Because they're like a garden, don't they? A dog.
Well, for example, in the last couple of years, one of the breeds that has become incredibly popular are some of the larger dogs that you've seen in some popular... shows. Am I allowed to mention names?
Please do.
Game of Thrones, for example.
Yeah, that's
Harry
a wolf,
Potter.
Isn't it?
These are wolf-type dogs, yeah. big dogs. And people are you know, getting them into sort of one-bedroom flats. And, of course, the dog takes over. And that's not responsible. These dogs need space. They need, you know, to be able to get out into a garden and run around and let off the steam. So you do need to think about your current lifestyle and not just how the dog can fit in with you, but how you can fit in with the dog.
So the message is then give socks, not dogs.
Give socks, not dogs. Who doesn't like a nice pair of socks at
Christmas? Have you, and be honest about this, have you or any of your colleagues, in a moment of slightly tipsy amusement, put socks on a dog?
100% no. No, absolutely not. That's not. We would never do anything so irresponsible. No. And not on the ears either, although someone did suggest that. No, you can put it on your own
feet. That is the logo. That's the logo, isn't it, of the Socks Trust?
The Socks Trust has rebranded with socks on the ears, although we do ask that none of these socks are ever used on the ears, if that's
right.
Okay.
That's irresponsible, then.
I'll have a word.
Yeah, you think you need to. But Cornelius, as I mentioned, it was interesting, this, because he's like the David Beckham of the dog protecting world. And I think we've seen the news today. David Beckham has had new tattoos for UNICEF, I think this is.
Temporary tattoos, to
stop bullying, because children being bullied, also, you know, a big problem. A lot of charities get involved in that. So David Beckham has lent his temporary skin to images of children being bullied, so hit or whatever, right? And it's a good message to send. But what I thought we'd do, you see, as Cornelius does, like, you know, got you in, dog protection, and right, all good, is I'm going to temporarily tattoo Cornelius with an image of a bullied dog. Now, I know when they did it with David Beckham, it's kind of, they used projection and stuff, didn't they, in order to sort of get this onto him, and then sort of these proper-looking tattoos. What I've got here is a permanent marker, so not really temporary either. What I'm going to do, Cornelius...
Well, you're going to... It's got to be on my arm, if you're going to...
I was going to do it on your face.
No.
I was going to turn your... You know, like, when you go to a fete or something, and you can have butterflies
yeah,
on your
yeah.
face, or a little angel or tiger.
Yeah.
I was going to paint a bullied dog on your face.
No, because... do it on my arm. I'm happy to lend my arm to the cause.
Thank you. I'm not sure that we would endorse this, but please carry on.
Okay, fine.
Okay, right.
So I'm going to do... What I'm going to do is... put your arm on the desk. And John, you can get involved in this.
Thank you.
You know, so
I feel like I should probably...
Do the upper arm.
So I'm going to...
Watch Peter whilst this is...
Right, okay. It's going to use... The Dog's Trust... Go on, I'm doing the Dog's Trust...
Oh, we're branding.
Dog's Trust logo. There, with a little... I admit this isn't great radio, but it will be almost impossible...
It's a bit more like the Scream, isn't it?
...for you to wash off.
What is that?
That's its ears.
Oh, OK.
That's that. Just a little whiskers there.
Oh.
Right, Dog's Trust. Oh, no, socks.
Socks.
Cross dogs out.
How much arm do you need?
Socks.
I hope you got a jumper on you today.
Yeah.
Trust. And there.
Thank
just
you.
Just a good message. This is nothing to do.
Back off from my face.
I'm not new face. Get the top of your arm. This is nothing to do with the Dog's Trust. This is just for me to you.
Okay.
Yeah,
no, I know. Stop it. I don't want a rocket on my arm.
It's not a rocket.
Yeah, I know what it is.
It's a child's genital.
No.
Just
stop it.
We'll take a photograph of that.
We'll
good.
Tweet it.
Yeah. See? And now you are the David Beckham of the Dog's Trust.
David Beckenham.
Because you're from Beckenham.
Yeah.
Great. Now, John, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm sorry about all of that.
Me too.
But, you know, but the message is clear.
Is it? Yes.
Sort of. I have them here. I have socks.
Wear them with pride.
Thank you very much.
But thank you very much. So that's it. Think what the hell you're doing, frankly. Don't just give dogs willy and nilly. Give socks, not dogs, I suppose. Socks, trust.
That's right.
Good. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you
to Peter as well, who's behaved impeccably throughout that.
Behaved better than you, John.
That's right. Yes.
Just goes to show.
Hear the dog. Just to prove there's a dog there. This has been very quiet. All right, listen to Talk Radio. The big debate is coming next. Also, your chance to win some meat. Hands off that, Peter the dog. A chicken, a beef, or a lamb in a game of band or robot. All coming on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate, and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones, and SIMs. All with our network satisfaction guarantee.
Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone, power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage for March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. Just after 3 o'clock, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, pair guilty of giving cash to Brussels suspect. EU sets 18-month Brexit deadline. And Gaga reveals she has PTSD.
Talk radio.
Two men from Birmingham have been convicted of funding one of the key suspects in the Brussels and Paris terror attacks. Zakariah Boufassel and Mohamed Ali Ahmed gave £3,000 to Mohamed Ebrini, nicknamed the man in the hat because of CCTV footage recorded at an airport bombing in which 32 people died. Marcus Beale, who's the Assistant Chief Constable of West Midlands Police, says the group met in a Birmingham park where the money was transferred.
Various parties didn't know each other beforehand and needed to be sure who they were meeting up with. And that's why there was so much caution and why ultimately the meeting was quite clandestine.
EU's chief Brexit negotiator says the UK will only have 18 months to work out plans for leaving the EU. The timetable is based on the assumption that Theresa May will officially start the process with Brussels by the end of March, as promised. The Football Association insists its inquiry into non-recent claims of child sexual abuse in the sport will ensure lessons are learned. Talk Radio's Tanya Snuggs has more.
It's going to be led by top lawyer Clive Sheldon, whose recent reviews have covered child protection and safeguarding matters. The FA says the inquiry will look at what the organisation could have done, ensuring that any failings by the authorities or clubs are brought to light. Today, police in Northern Ireland have confirmed they've received a small number of non-recent claims. Meanwhile, Championship Club QPR say they've been made aware of allegations against a former chief scout.
It's claimed plans to strip Network Rail of its control of England's railway tracks will help transform the passenger experience. The Transport Secretary wants the publicly owned company to share its responsibility with private train operators. Game of Thrones actor Peter Vaughan has died, aged 93. The star, who was also known for his role in the sitcom Porridge, died this morning. And Lady Gaga has revealed that since she was raped as a teenager, she's been suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. While visiting a homeless shelter for young LGBT people in New York, the 30-year-old singer admitted she suffers with her mental health every day.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dull and cloudy, some rain in the northwest of Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 11 degrees.
Victoria.
Hello.
Good news. Good news. I'm just trying to find. Someone's just texted in.
Mm.
Can't find it now. It's all the texts about robots and dogs. there's oddly not about robot dogs. But anyway, here we go. It's from Chris Wilcox-Jones. Congratulations, Victoria got the weather right. Well, it's correct where I am now, either way. Thanks.
Oh, good, because I'm never quite sure.
No, no one is.
So thanks for confirming that.
All right. Victoria.
Yes, John.
Later, there's a, there's a game of band or robot.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say, if you'd like to play band or robot today, because Mark Carney says, of course, we're going to be all made unemployable by robots in the future. We've got some chicken, beef or lamb or sausages
because it's a Tuesday
to give away in a game of band or robot. The number to get involved is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Yes. Text that and you can be on the radio playing band or robot in order to win some meat later. You all right?
What about the vegetables?
Oh, all right. Or a box of organic vegetables.
Because we're not racist.
Because we're not racist. Anyway, here's Ben ahead of that. It's Ben, pre-recorded Ben with his pre-recorded sport. Live today, and this is thanks to French Tickler, from a live shopping channel demo of a fireproof suit that sadly doesn't work.
Welcome back to TVC.
I'm
Charlie, and I'm with you for the next 5.5 hours. Coming up next, we've got mittens for cats to keep them warm this Christmas. But first, talking about warm, this next one's a scorcher. It's called the Fire No. It's a cross between a onesie and a Christmas jumper. And it keeps you lovely and toasty when you're sat by the fire this Christmas. The one great thing about it is it's completely fireproof, flammable and inflammable. Quite sure the difference. I'm going to try it on right now and show you. And to demonstrate, I'm going to put a candle right next to the material and to show you that there's absolutely no flame. Well, there is a flame on me, but the great thing about this is that it doesn't hurt whatsoever. There was no burn. There was a little bit of burning. There was a burning sensation. I can see it. Should this happen? There's a burning. I can feel it. Can somebody put me out? I'm burning. I'm on fire. Hello. I'm burning. Charlie Burning here on the TV live burning. So, excuse me.
Well, that's that's Ben there.
I'm acting on fire. Out
with the sport from a live shopping channel demo of a fireproof suit that's
help. Fire extinguisher, please. Help.
That sadly doesn't work. If you're listening to Touch... Well, we'll return to that if they manage to put it out. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll do the big debate next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's hot now for Christmas.
So, Talk Radio then in the afternoons, yes. John Holmes. We're on day two, news-wise, of possibly the dullest court case ever, as the government are back in court trying to persuade the Supremes to overturn a ruling that Parliament must vote on Brexit. You can't hurry Brexit. You'll just have to wait to trigger Article 50. Chief Judge Diana Ross of the Supreme sang to the government in court yesterday, as we know. Meanwhile, the Governor of the Bank of England, as we've been hearing, Mark Carney, has warned that we could well all be governed by robots within a year. And all judges will be robots as well, and that rather than a court case, the Brexit decision could be decided by a Robot Wars-style fight between an animatronic Diana Ross and a polymorphic metal alloy Theresa May. And then the Brexit decision will emerge. Now, on the line listening to me say the word emerge just then, and having slightly misheard it and called in anyway, is Bernie. Good afternoon, Bernie.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Now, you've called in because you're the kind of idiot who misheard the word emerge there, thinking I'd said emergency. At least that's what you told our research team there, through there. And you think we'd be better off without any kind of emergencies now. This is fitting, of course, due to that fire on a shopping channel we've just been hearing about. You say your message is to the UK, send emergencies back where they came from. Is that right?
Yeah, fed up with them. I think people should take the time to enjoy things without being in such a rush.
Yeah.
You know, if your house is on fire or you've had a car crash or something,
yeah.
You know, why not take the time to enjoy it?
Right, and so you think the notion...
With all the urgency about it all.
Yeah, well, I suppose the word urgency is part of...
I think that's how the word's made up.
Yeah. I want to bring in Harry, because he's called in as well, listening to you prattle on, and he's got a very, very, very opposite opinion, as is traditional, on a talk radio station. Harry, the word emergency is made up from the words an urgency. Urgency.
Urgencies, yes.
Yes. Now, Bernie wants to see, thinks we should take our time to enjoy disaster rather than you know, call an ambulance or anything.
That's what I do. I enjoy it. I love a good emergency, me.
Yeah.
I think every part of an emergency is fantastic, in my opinion. Yeah. What I like to do, John, one of my favourite pastimes, is phoning 999 for fun, and I'd recommend that everyone should try this.
No.
Because that, children who are listening.
No,
really.
Absolutely not. Well, absolutely. I mean, you're exactly the kind of idiot who calls a talk radio station and says something unutterable. I mean, absolutely don't do that under any circumstances. I mean, but Bernie is saying not to even do it in the event of an emergency, Bernie, because by dialing 999 or any of the other numbers that are available and declaring an emergency, that's just encouraging emergencies, isn't it?
That's right. And I mean, the other thing is that nothing gets done properly in an emergency. You know, they're always happening when something bad happens. You know, you have an emergency plumber when something's sprung a leak, or an emergency dentist when you knocked your teeth out.
Yeah.
They're always when something bad happens, it's always an emergency. It's never anything positive.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point, actually. That's a good point, isn't it, Harry? Emergencies are very negative.
Well, that's one of the good things about them, that they're bad.
Yeah.
Bad is good.
Well,
in my opinion,
yeah.
I live for the sound of sirens. I love sirens.
Yeah. Well,
What are you talking about? Bad is good. What are you talking about, Harry?
Bad is good.
What are you talking about?
Everything is good, especially bad things.
What
I live
about
emergencies.
Emergency tax.
What?
What about emergency tax? Do you like paying emergency
tax? Yes, I often insist on being emergency taxed at work.
You're a bit stupid, Harry.
Do you think so?
Yes.
I think you're in a blind panic. You're too emergent.
Yeah. I mean, what's happened? I don't know what's happening. Harry's accidentally called. I mean, he's the sort of caliber. I'll be honest, the caliber of caller on talk radio is ordinarily higher. Harry thinks he's on LBC and he's called the wrong number by accident because he's got various radio stations and all of the emergency services on speed dial. What about levels of emergency? Because you just mentioned emergency plumbers, and I'd argue that even if you've sprung a leak, it's not the definition of an emergency. It's not up there. Well, there should be scales of emergency. Is that fair to say, Bernie? Because a plumber's not the same as a fire, is it?
It's not the same. It can cause a lot of damage, but I mean, it's the plumbers themselves that call themselves emergency plumbers. You go on the Yellow Pages, and they're listed as emergency plumbers.
Yeah. Do you want?
That's interesting.
No, not.
Well, they've given themselves that name.
I'd give myself the name of emergency. In fact, can I change my name to that now, please?
Emergency Harry.
Yes.
So, if I wanted a Harry. Right,
yeah.
But there was no other Harry available.
I'm happy to be your emergency Harry.
Because
I could appear at the click of a finger.
I would honestly go for any other Harry other than you.
Well,
I mean,
I would go...
Harry in the first place.
If there was such a situation that required a Harry...
Yeah?
Okay, Harry. I would go for the following Harrys ahead of you. I'd go for Connick Jr.
Okay, yes.
Harry Krishna.
Yes.
Keep going.
Harry a jump jet.
Harry Bow.
Yes, definitely that one. I'd go for Enfield.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. Met Sally.
Hill?
No.
You wouldn't go Harry Hill?
But you, if there was a glass to break in an emergency, in a situation that required a Harry, right, you'd be the last Harry that I'd go for. Just saying that.
That's very insulting of you. How dare you?
Yeah. Anyway.
Yet here I am on the radio.
Yeah. Wrong station. Anyway, look, right. let me ask you about this.
Is it the trials in Sweden?
Yeah.
Testing with the new state of emergency.
Yeah, do tell us about them.
Yeah, they're testing the new state of emergency in Sweden.
In Sweden.
And they've basically ruled out all emergencies now. There's no such thing.
That's
and,
right.
You know, if they have problems there... people just get on with it and then take their time. There's no rushing and there's no panic.
No, that's right. If an elk falls on I think Swedish people live in like a hut made of wattle and daub. If an elk falls on a Swedish wattle and daub house and breaks it to pieces, they just roll with it, don't they? They roll with the elk. There's no emergencies. And do you know what it's done as well? This is interesting, Harry, isn't it? Because this flies in the face of what you're saying. There's a complete improvement in ambulance response times in Sweden since they did away with emergencies, because there aren't any such thing, so they don't need them. It's done away with all of the response times, so that can only be a good thing.
Well, not to me. That's 100% terrible. I think we need more ambulances on the road, especially in Sweden.
Not at all. No, they've gone the opposite way, and it's been a huge success. Look, okay, here's the thing. I want to say to this, Bernie, you'll agree. Emergency. Look, instruction. Emergency. Exit. Emergency. Exit. Right? And if you halve the number of emergency exits, right, that is more jobs for the great wall-building British industry, isn't it? Because you're taking the emergency exits and you're walling them up. Now, surely that is a good thing, Bernie.
Well, anything that puts the construction industry at a, you know, to make them more productive, then brick those doors up. You know, I'd quite happily chase Harry into if he thinks it's an emergency exit, which he's quite keen on, chase him into, so he smashes his face cartoon style into the brick wall.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that if I got to go in an ambulance. I think that would be a plus for me.
I think
Like I said, I live for the sound of sirens.
Yeah.
I love sirens. Woo! That sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't think that's reasonable to say at all. Look, I want to ask you about this. Emergencies. Now, you've heard about this in the news today. Emergencies since John Major's government in 1993. They split up emergencies and accidents, didn't they? Because they both used to be run at the same time by the same group. And now, since privatisation, they privatised emergencies. And now emergencies run separately from accidents, which is why you get no correlation between the two. Everyone blames each other for the other thing. Now, today we learn that Chris Grayling has said that it might be that we start merging accidents and emergencies together, like they used to be, the accident and emergency department, so-called. You know, there's no point in splitting them up, is there? That's a folly, Bernie.
They're still called accident and emergency, aren't they?
They are, yeah, but they run separate companies now.
Oh, are they? Okay. What about triage?
What about it?
Where does that come into it? That's part of the A&E process, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're just going to roll it in altogether now. The triage is...
So that's going to be a third company.
Well, triage is from the word three, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah. I mean, it's going to be the third company.
Well, this all comes about. Well, as you know, Mrs. Thatcher took triage away from children, didn't she? Back in the school playgrounds of the 1970s, every child at playtime got a triage. Thatcher, the triage snatcher, they called her.
Yeah, I used to steal triages from outside people's houses in the morning when I was getting home drunk from the night before.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. You don't see a lot of that anymore. Listen, I mean, we could go on, the debate. I mean, we've slightly run out of time, I'm afraid. But interesting talking to you, Bernie. Not so much you, Harry.
Whatever. Shut up.
Harry's a loser.
Oh, whatever. At least I'm not being homophobic on the radio.
Could you sum up... as I said, that sort of thing belongs on LBC.
Exactly.
Could you sum up the debate for us in one word, please?
Exactly.
Harry... Oh, that is the word. Bernie, sum up the debate for me in one word.
Sausages.
Thank you. If you've got a point of view to make about whether or not we still need emergencies, do we really, this day and age in post-Brexit Britain, do we need emergencies when we've got umbrellas and soup? Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio, and that's the big debate.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This Christmas, swerve the socks and get tooled up with this great gift idea from B&Q. The Forged Steel 55-piece heavy-duty tool kit is an amazing £30. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. If you're a man facing divorce, perhaps one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. At times like these, you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell, one of America's largest divorce law firms now in the UK, is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Amigo Loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required, who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
West of Worthing, the A27 Arundel Road is closed around the Crossbush Junction. A vehicle crashed into a building which has brought that building down, so a significant incident which needs resolving. Cambridge's A505 remains closed for accident investigation work. That's between Royston and Duxford. The M6 South still looking very slow near Junction 2 for Coventry. Approaching Junction 2 is still a queue after earlier problems. And as you head away from Stoke-on-Trent, the eastbound A50 through Blyth Bridge has been closed again at the Blyth Bridge roundabout. That's because of an oil spill. I'm Joanna Adams.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only, hire purchase only, maximum term 36 months, minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am him! Right, it's 22 minutes past 3 o'clock and it's time for today's Diversity Paper Review. So here on Talk Radio then, in the afternoons, you will find that we alone stand alone in the pantheon of broadcasting because we are the most diverse programme anywhere on your dial. We embrace diversity and we do it this way. Each day, a different diversity reviews the papers for us. It's called the Diversity Paper Review. Today, we welcome back Kyle. Hello, Kyle.
Hi, guys.
And what's your diversity?
I'm English, Jamaican and Welsh.
And look at that. That is good diversity right there. Not only that, bits of you have fallen off.
They have, yes.
So regular listeners will know this. So you've got a metal plate in your hand.
Yep.
Your teeth come out.
My teeth come out.
Yeah.
I've no sense of smell. That's another one.
That's a new one.
What do you mean?
Oh, I just like to reveal them week by week just to keep you on your toes.
Yeah. Have you got any toes?
One is bent at an angle, but...
Wow!
Yeah.
Why haven't you got a... I say. Our diversity paper reviewer... has no smell. How does he know? What? Why haven't you got any sense of smell?
Just through football. I broke my nose too many times and it just went.
That's interesting.
Do you miss it?
I don't really know the difference, to be honest. It allows me to do the the dirty jobs.
Yeah, so it allows you to walk into...
Like work at TalkSport.
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
It allows you to walk into our control room in there, where Cass, who is our assistant producer, just eats raw eggs.
Oh.
She just eats an egg.
Well, yeah, luckily I don't get the stink.
And it stinks of egg. And then she sprays air freshener around to try and cover the smell of egg.
Just egg and air freshener.
It's not nice.
No.
It's like the world's worst Glade plug-in. Anyway, yes. You're reviewing the papers for us.
I am, yes.
You breakable man, you.
Do you want me to turn the pages for you?
Might need you to, mate, yeah, with this cold in my hands.
Where are we going first?
We are going to start with the Mirror today.
Yeah.
As we all know, I'm a Celebrity finished this week.
It did. The final was on Sunday, wasn't it?
Sunday, yes. Winner was, what, Scarlett Moffat?
Yeah.
So, two lads have brought it upon themselves to try and fill the Saturday evening slot with their online show, I'm in the New Forest, Get Me Out of Here.
All right.
So, they've uploaded some footage up to their on their Facebook page, and it shows the pair doing the bush tucker trial where they eat stuff.
Yeah.
So, they decided to take it upon themselves to eat brambles, nettles, cat food, fish gut smoothie, and horse manure.
Right.
Now,
okay, so on I'm a Celebrity, yeah, right, and I know we've talked about this before, and it's basically in the garden of a hotel that they pretend is a jungle, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, and all of the things they eat or that get dropped on them are controlled by experts. They're not going to risk, you know, even, like, Martin Roberts' life, and he is expendable, right, by giving them anything poisonous that will hurt them or kill them,
no,
or anything else.
Like the testicles, yeah, and exactly. The spiders. And
yeah,
and
Dex anus that they have to eat. Right? But these are two blokes in a forest.
Just two random blokes in a forest.
We have no idea what might kill them or not.
No, they have not a clue. And right. they just thought, oh yeah, this would be great. This would be a laugh.
Yeah.
You know, let's see if we can get some views, as most people do in this day and age.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's brought mixed reaction from viewers, obviously, but it's been viewed 2.5 million times.
That's not bad, is it?
So they've obviously hit the nail on the head with whatever they're doing.
But they're genuinely eating the stuff.
They are genuinely eating the stuff, yeah. I mean, in the footage, they throw up after they eat the cat food and fish gut smoothie, which is understandable.
I mean, yeah.
But they said that was the worst to eat, purely because it was, you know, it stank and it was so hard to swallow.
You'd have been all right with that.
I'd have been great.
You'd have done that.
That's it. I mean, yeah. I'd love to go in the jungle.
Yeah. Do you have any taste buds?
Taste buds? I don't actually. That's the first question people ask me. Yeah, no, I do. I do still taste.
Yeah, the first question people ask you ever.
Yeah,
interview situation.
How are your taste buds? Yeah?
Come in, Carl. Sit down. Do you have any taste buds? This job is as a taster, so we have to ask that question.
Yeah, that's it. That's the go-to.
But there's no connection between the taste buds and the.
Well, people think there are, but for me, I've not noticed a difference. Whether or not it's just because I've gotten used to it over the years.
Oh, interesting.
But yeah, it just doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, we just like a weekly insight into your medical complaints. All right, so that was the fish guts and cat food smoothie. Worse,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and they said the horse poo was just as bad, which, understandably. Oh.
Yeah, that already sounds like something you can have at a hipster cafe to me.
Yeah.
That sounds like that's probably cropped up before.
I just imagine it'd be quite dry.
You
might need to wash it down with a smoothie.
I mean, to be fair, it's not. Do you remember that program? What was that program that used to be? Not Jackass, but the British version, which was called. It was some
Balls
Welsh.
Of Steel.
No, Welsh guys.
The Dirty Sanchez.
Yes. Yes.
That was the one, yeah.
And they used to do this kind of stuff.
They used to do all that. Yeah, they were the more extreme Jackass, weren't they?
Yeah. But hey, you know, they've had an idea and they've run with it, and it's got all the views.
Yeah.
So they're probably millionaires now.
Probably
YouTube millionaires.
You might see them in the jungle next year. So,
yeah, because that's how it works now. the woman who won just is what somebody watches the television.
I couldn't believe
now
that.
She's
got a saint like Larry Lamb in the jungle. Archie Mitchell. Is it Archie Mitchell? Yeah.
Mm.
Archie Mitchell from EastEnders. And
Martin Roberts. Our own Martin Roberts.
He did well.
From the Property Show.
He did well.
Where did he come? Do we know?
It's like sixth?
I don't know. He wasn't very popular, was he? But, much like here. So, you know, did but hang on, but he was still on air here while he was in the jungle.
He was doing a best of show here.
Oh, fine. I was just trying to.
He wasn't doing it live from the jungle.
Oh, that's what I was wondering. All right, good. So, teasers as to where we're going next, story wise. We're going to take the news in a moment.
We are going to go to the Daily Mail. An incredible footage of three suns over St. Petersburg.
Oh, is this more UFO-style stuff?
It's not, actually, no.
Oh.
It's a natural phenomenon.
Is it?
Yes.
Have you got any UFO-style stuff this week?
Not UFO, but we have got that parallel universe story we were talking about last week.
Excellent.
I've found some research on that.
Good stuff. All right, Carl with us with a diversity paper review. Reminders, your diversity is...
English, Jamaican and Welsh.
He also has no teeth, can't smell, and has got a metal plate in his hand. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's here with the news now.
Talk Radio.
A man's been found guilty of a terrorism offence after supplying money to Brussels bombing suspect dubbed the Man in the Hat. 26-year-old Zachariah Boufassel from Birmingham and Muhammad Ali Ahmed, who admitted the charge, handed over £3,000 to Mohamed Ebrini in July last year. 32 people died in the coordinated bombings in the Belgian capital in March. A final deal on the UK's exit from the EU could be reached in less than 18 months, according to the European Commission's chief negotiator. Michel Barnier has set the timetable of October 2018. That's if the process is started by the end of March. Many Tories are expected to back a Labour motion tomorrow, calling on the Prime Minister to set out her negotiation aims. Hilary Benn, who chairs the Commons Brexit Committee, wants more transparency.
Of course, nobody's asking the government to publish its fallback positions, its red lines, the whole of its negotiating strategy. But there's a huge difference between that and setting out what your objectives are.
The Football Association insists its inquiry into non-recent claims of child sexual abuse in the sport will ensure lessons are learned. It says it will look into what the organisation could have done, ensuring any failings by the authorities or clubs are brought to light. A British tour guide who was stabbed to death in Lapland has been named as 26-year-old Rebecca Johnson from Fife. A Czech man who's believed to be her boyfriend has been arrested on suspicion of murder. And Peter Vaughan, who is best known for his roles in Porridge and Game of Thrones, has died. The actor's agents confirmed his death this morning at the age of 93. The weather foggy tonight in England and Wales. Scotland and Northern Ireland will continue to have outbreaks of rain accompanied with some gusty winds. Lows of 7 degrees. Tomorrow will be cloudy and windy. Rain slowly heading southeast. Highs of 12. There's more in half an hour.
I'd like to congratulate you.
What on?
You said foggy without saying froggy.
Thanks. Do you know that's... I really appreciate you noticing.
I did notice that.
It's a struggle which has spanned many days now.
Yes.
So, yeah, thank you.
All those people calling in going, what's this frog warning that you're giving?
I know, you know. Because sometimes I'm right with the weather, as we've learned today.
Once, yes.
Once I was right with them.
So well done. Victoria, thank you very much.
You're welcome, John.
Okay, great. If you want to see a picture, by the way, of Victoria stroking her chihuahua.
I'd just like to say I don't own the chihuahua.
Oh, you borrowed it?
Well, you know it didn't belong to me. It belongs to the kind folks at the Dog's Trust.
That's right. So Victoria read her news while stroking her chihuahua.
It's not my chihuahua.
And if you'd like to... Stroking someone else's chihuahua. And if you'd like to see a picture of Victoria stroking someone else's chihuahua, then we have tweeted it. Is it tweeted from the Talk Radio account as well?
Yeah, Talk Radio.
I've even...
At Talk Radio. Start your tweet. They've started it with the word just and this.
Yes.
I've even updated my profile picture because I was that excited.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to see a picture of Victoria stroking someone else's chihuahua, it's on her profile picture, it's on my Twitter, John Holmes 1, or on Talk Radio.
Mine's Victoria _ Born.
We don't care.
No one cares.
B-O-U-I.
No one cares.
Well, you just said yours, why can't I say mine?
I'm the presenter.
Well, I'm the news presenter.
Sort of. We'll do more diversity pay-per-view next, and then...
You can't. Don't tell our presenter to shush. That's his one job. Carry on talking, John.
You can win some meat in a game of band or a Mark Carney satisfying robot. Band or robot. No, I don't mean the robot satisfying Mark Carney. I mean, that's a future robot right there. What I mean is it's a game of band or robot.
When he says all jobs will be replaced by robots.
Emma, get us the hell out of this.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just after 3:30 then, Talk Radio in the afternoons, and we are amidst the diversity paper review with Robo Kyle. If you're just joining us, hello. So Kyle is with us. He's one of our regular diversity paper reviewers. Each day a different diversity reviews the papers for us, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Kyle, your diversity again, please.
English, Jamaican and Welsh.
That's right.
Maybe a little bit of robot.
Yeah, exactly that. he has no sense of smell, we've just learned. His teeth come out following a fight when he was younger. It wasn't really a fight, was it? It was a bit one-sided.
Was very one-sided.
Yeah. And you've got a bent toe?
Yeah, a broken toe that actually goes off at an angle.
Wow.
I never got it reset.
Yeah, so. Good. Strong. So
still here.
We've already talked about...
Should you really be leaving the house?
I'm a bit of a calamity, yeah, I know.
Yeah. We've talked about the youths in the New Forest eating horse poo. Where are we going next? Daily Mail and...
Daily Mail and then Daily Express.
All right, then.
Daily Mail. I've seen these around quite a few times, actually. But there was footage posted online of a sun dog. So, which basically... It gives the illusion that there are three suns in the sky.
Right. I have heard of this before.
Yeah. So it looks a bit like Tatooine.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so... It's a rare natural phenomenon that happens when it's cold. And they can be seen any in the world, but obviously only when it's cold. So during the winter months, they appear a lot more. But the sun dogs, they're known as like mock suns or phantom suns, and they consist of two bright dots either side of the sun, which then gives it that illusion that there's three separate suns in the sky. The bright halos are caused by light shining through hexagonal ice crystals.
Okay.
And these crystals act like a prism, which reflect the light at a 22-degree angle and creating the two glowing halos.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen them around before, and I just thought, maybe my eyes are a bit funny, or maybe it's a glass. But
you would think that with your record.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised I haven't got a glass eye or anything at the moment either. But they're amazing. I mean, the video online, it genuinely looks like you're on Tatooine. There's three different suns, and apparently everyone in St. Petersburg went mad.
Yes.
They thought, it could be UFOs, could be the suns split into three and it's going to destroy the world or whatever. But apparently it happens quite a lot.
Yeah, I've read about it. I've never seen one, but I've read about it before. I'd forgotten they were called sun dogs. But you're absolutely right. It's to do with the certain temperature, the level where the crystals form in the atmosphere, isn't it? It's the height of where, and therefore the light's refracted through them and does that kind of...
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And I mean... They're just cool.
Yeah.
They're just cool.
Basically, they're just cool.
It is like Star Wars on Earth.
It makes you think, because rainbows we take for granted now, but you think when people first saw the rainbow in human beings first clapped their eyes on
rainbow.
They must
have lost it.
Yeah, and like thunder and lightning. Now we just, we know what that is. But when you didn't know what that was, no wonder people thought it was the gods that were angry. Because that's pretty epic stuff.
Oh, I didn't even think of it like that. Yeah, Greek mythology.
You think Zeus is just lobbing lightning down. And of course that's how they've got no other explanation for it.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. And I'm not clever enough, but I'd like to be the sort of scientist who goes, well, okay, there are three suns. Let's investigate how that's actually happening. And working out how that was done. It's way beyond my skill set, as is anything, apart from talking crap for 3 hours.
You do that perfectly.
Thank you very much. but that sort of thing's fascinating. You're absolutely right.
I love it.
I once saw and I've forgotten the name of this, but there's a weather phenomenon whereby it is a rainbow, but it's like a rainbow cloud. So it doesn't form as a rainbow in the sky. And so you like get a circular high up rainbow that just looks like a colourful cloud. And I have seen those before, and that's also to do with where the sun is.
Never noticed.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but I've seen that a few times.
Yeah, well, maybe I need to look into that.
Okay, so from one spooky thing to another.
To another,
Parallel universe.
Parallel universes. So this was a story that we briefed on last week.
Yeah.
And I've actually found the article that I was meant to have brought in last week.
Good.
But it basically states that academics are challenging the status quo of the single universe theory by claiming many different universes coexist and they all affect each other. So Professor Howard Wiseman and Dr. Michael Hall from Griffith University Center of Quantum Dynamics say that parallel universes are a reality and influence one another through quantum mechanics. I've always believed that there's got to be... I didn't know about multiverses or anything like that, but, you know...
Basically, in another universe, you're being injured somewhere else.
That's it. It was my left hand and bottom teeth that fell out rather than the top teeth.
But you're right. It's because what was the film last year? I forgot the name of it. Not Gravity, the other one. The one with... all the different...
Oh, Interstellar.
Thank you. Yes, the Christopher Nolan film. Yeah, that was fascinating. I mean, how that all... I mean, hey, it doesn't matter. People have seen it if now, I'm sure. But the, all at the end, when he goes into the different universe and it looks in on the other one that he came from, and all that stuff.
Yeah, and how the little sort of actions he makes...
Yeah, influence that work. Yeah. And you kind of find yourself going, oh, okay, yeah. It's like I said, it's like science going, no, this can happen.
This can. And now they're saying that, yeah, that it can. I mean, the experts claim that, that quantum theory is a necessity to explain the multiverse idea. But recognise the late Richard Feynman's quote, who once said, "I think I can safely say that nobody understands quantum mechanics."
Yeah, I mean, once you start reading about it, now I'd love to read about it, and I know you do, and it's you. I mean, quite literally, Cornelius, it's very complicated.
I can't get my head around
no,
it.
No, nobody can. That's the point. And it's so... The way it...
Put things, it in a haiku, then.
Shut up. The way things interact with each other at quantum level, in that these the atoms and these quarks and can appear in two places at once. They can teleport. They can... Some travel faster than speed. Like, it breaks all the laws of physics that we know about.
Anything,
so everything we know works on a quantum level, but we have no idea how.
No.
And we talked about last week as well how a rock, just an example, obviously is just full of vibrating atoms, but it keeps its shape and structure.
Yeah, I mean, and they're the same atoms that will probably, you know, make water.
Exactly.
Water is obviously a liquid and
but they just solid. They just communicate differently. And once you start getting into all of that, obviously I shut down. But
it gets a bit too technical.
I have to, you know, even the simplest books on this subject, which I've got a few of, but I mean proper layman's terms books, you know, where it's for idiots like me trying to understand it. I have to read each page 9 times. You know, it takes.
I have to do that with regular books.
Cornelius can't read at all.
Nah. What's a book?
Yeah, see. So yeah, I know it's absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the theory that they've developed is the many interacting worlds theory, and Professor Wiseman said that the idea of parallel universes in quantum mechanics has been around since 1957. And in the well-known many worlds interpretation, each universe branches into a bunch of new universes every time a quantum measurement is made. So he was referring to the dinosaur killing asteroids. That all possibilities are therefore realised. That, you know, in some universes the dinosaur killing asteroid missed Earth. In other, in others, Australia was colonised by the Portuguese, and all of these sort of things. So it literally every possibility you've ever thought of is apparently has been realised.
Yeah, but that's easy to say, and you sort of go, okay, well, how and where is it?
That's it. I mean, that's the next step. This feels
like the big step to me.
The big step, yeah. This theory, they're saying it could be the approach to help researchers actually test the theory of the multiverse.
Yeah.
So, fingers crossed.
Thanks for coming, Kyle. We've literally talked ourselves out of time. But it was, as always, it's a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So if you're coming next week, that would be marvellous.
Of course.
And, you know, I know you'll come on with another UFO story, so we look forward to it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That is Kyle. He's doing a diversity paper review today. He's half man, half robot. And bring us another injury story next week as well.
I've got many, yeah.
Oh, great.
I can bring you one.
Good news. All right, in the next bit of the programme then, you can win some meat. That's right, chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. It's a game of band or robots. If you'd like to play, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's coming next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Jingle bells, bounce off all the way. Oh, what fun it is to beat Dad on Christmas Day.
Jingle bells, Pictionary all the way. Oh, what fun it is to draw better than Uncle Ray.
Jingle bells, Uno all the way. Oh, what fun to play and shout Uno with no delay.
Jingle bells, Scrabble all the way. Oh, what fun it is to see the family play all day.
Play the game with all the family this Christmas.
Pictionary, Scrabble, Uno and Bounce Off available at all good toy stores.
If there's clutter in your gutter, get a brush, hedgehog. If there's clutter in your gutter, get a brush, hedgehog. If there's clutter in your gutter, don't be daft, don't be a nutter. Just be sure to get a hedgehog gutter brush.
Say goodbye to gutter clutter with the amazing Hedgehog Gutter Brush. See it in action and find a local stockist now at hedgehoggutterbrush.com.
If there's clutter in your gutter, don't be daft, don't be a nutter. Just be sure to get a hedgehog gutter brush. Thank you very much.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Hi.
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 from my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Think you can't afford a new Vauxhall? Scrap your old car, and on top of all our other great offers, we'll give you up to £2,000 scrappage to put towards a brand new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
West of Worthing, the A27 Arundel Road is still closed westbound around the Cross Bush Junction. That's after an accident. Cambridge's A505 between Duxford and Royston remains closed both ways for accident investigation work. In Grimsby, the westbound A180 remains closed near the Pywhite roundabout following an accident. Warwickshire's northbound M42 is queuing towards problems between junctions 9 for Curdworth and Coleshill and 10 for Tamworth. A lane's out there because of a breakdown. All open now east of Stoke on the A50, but it is still queuing through Blyth Bridge after earlier problems. I'm Joanna Adams.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed. Yes, Talk Radio, Sam Delaney in with you from 4 o'clock for Drive, of course. Ahead of that, though, your chance to win some meat. Before that, we'll be looking at the news. Brexit at the Supreme Court. It's the second day, of course, of the government's arguments as to why they want to...
Sounds like a Christmas film, Brexit goes to the Supreme Court, doesn't it?
Oh, that's nice. Brexit at the Supreme Court. Yeah. Or if they were... they sound like a German heavy metal band. Yeah. Brexit, live at the Supreme Court. It's on vinyl. It's a double album, Gatefold. Yeah, I'm in Brexit. So that's happening, of course. So Mark Carney has said that they are... he's the governor of the Bank of England. He said that all our jobs could be replaced by robots. Within the near future. That's on the front pages of a lot of the newspapers today. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, I know, Cornelius, but a robot will do it for you in the future, according to Mark Carney. Mm. He's the governor of the Bank of England. And ahead of that, though, because there aren't robots that can get their head around it for you yet, but there is us, and we're here with, of course, the news explained to you in by and for and around the form of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
£1 million for jungle. Queen, that anus she ate tastes all the more sweeter.
Haikus! Right then, let's give away some meat! You know what they say. Oh, Talk Radio in the afternoons, weekdays 1 till 4. That's the home of some meat. That's what they say, don't they? And it is as well, because we give away a chicken a beef or a lamb or a box of organic veg or sausages
because it's a Tuesday.
That choice today, that difficult choice, mainly based on very low budgets, today is put forward to Izzy, who is on the telephone now. Hello, Izzy.
Hello there.
Hi
Great
there.
Great to be tuning in.
Hi, Izzy. Hi. Hi.
Hiya.
Where are you, Izzy? What are you doing?
Well, I'm just on the bus coming from Camden to Angel.
In London.
I'm just about to go to the gym, yeah.
Oh, go to the gym, are you? I see.
Yeah,
what,
I know.
What's your favourite activity in the gym today?
I love a bit of Zumba, so a bit of Brazilian dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoy doing that. I do it like 3 times a week, so it's great.
Wow. The gym's not for enjoying, is it? What are you doing?
Well, it's different because it's not just like running stationary on like one treadmill. You're actually jumping up and down and doing things, so it's quite entertaining.
Is there a group of you?
Yeah, it's a group of us that we do it. Yeah.
All right. Izzy, I was just trying to think of other notable Izzys that there might be, apart from your good self, of course. And the only two I can come up with is Izzy Noho, who was a cartoon panda in the 1970s.
Oh, okay.
And Izzy Stradlin, who used to be in Guns N' Roses.
I didn't know that.
There you go.
Great.
Are you aware of any other Izzys?
I'm not aware. I'm aware of Izzy Blow, who's a fashion designer.
Okay, that's three. Okay.
But that's it.
This is just what I'm doing, because it's party season, isn't it? It's coming up to party season.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, you can now use that as social ammunition.
That is true. I never thought of that.
You've got three icebreakers there, Izzy.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And also, of course, here's another one for you. What you can do is say, hey, I was on Talk Radio in the afternoons where I won some meat.
That is true. Do I have to say that now?
Well, if you walk into a party, it's quite awkward this time of year. You walk in, don't you? And it's a room full of people you don't know. And then you have to pretend to be on your phone because you're just killing time until you see someone you know. But And everyone knows that's what you're doing, but you have to pretend you're on your phone. But now you can just announce, I am Izzy, I am the owner, operator of some meat. And then people will start talking to you, or move away.
That is an icebreaker. That is a definite icebreaker.
We're here to help you. Now, the choice of meat is yours if you score highly enough in the quiz this afternoon of band or robot. Chicken, beef, lamb or sausages, because it's a Tuesday. Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. Which of those would you choose?
I think I'm going to go for the beef.
The beef. Yeah. Good. All right. Strong choice. Okay,
Thank
Izzy.
You.
You'll be playing a game of it's band or robot. I've been with Mark Carney, has said he's the governor of the Bank of England, of course. And he said today that jobs could all be taken over by robots in the next few years. So to celebrate that, we're going to play band or robot. I've got a list of things that are either the name of a band or the name of a fictional robot from film, television or literature. Are you ready to play?
Okay, so I just play band. Do I say band or robot?
That's exactly it.
Yes, got it. Right, I am ready to play.
Here we go, then. You'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello.
It's Izzy and Cornelius, alphabetical order. Izzy first. Here we go.
Okay, right.
Band or robot, Kronos. Kronos.
Kronos. I think maybe a... let's go for band.
No, oh, it's a robot. Oh.
Damn it.
Oh. Okay, Cornelius, it's yours. Overlord.
Overlord?
Mm.
I'm going to go for... robot.
Yes, it's from 1977 film War of the Planets. That's good. Ironhide. Izzy.
Ironhide.
Mm.
I'm gonna keep saying band.
You're right to do so on this occasion. Very good. Sunstreaker.
Sunstreaker.
Yes.
Band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jet Jaguar. Jet Jaguar.
I'm going to say band.
No, it's a robot.
Damn it.
No, it's a robot. Roy Batty. Cornelius. Roy Batty.
Band.
No, he was the organic replicant from the film Blade Runner. Played by Rutger Hauer. Nora Batty.
Band.
Is an organic replicant from Coronation, from Last of the Summer Wine. Nora Batty. Never mind. wasn't. It's just a... Yeah. Doesn't matter. Red Fang. Cornelius Red Fang.
Red Fang Band.
Band, yeah.
Yeah, it rhymes.
Spider Bait.
Spider Bait. I'm going to ask, Spider Bait, what do you think, Ellie? Robot or band? Band?
Oh, I didn't say you could confer, but all right. It is a band. It's a band, yeah. Good.
Yes.
Good work, yeah. Cornelius, band or robot? Gay Hitler.
Band.
Yes. Band or robot? Izzy and Ellie. Sexbot Diane.
Robot.
Yes. From the film Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine.
Oh, there you go.
Bum Snogger.
Band?
Yes. Imagine inventing a robot that did that. J-Dub, band or robot?
Robot.
Yes. Sick Puppy.
Oh. Band.
Yes. Brian Adams.
Brian Adams? A band.
Yes. Crowbot. Cornelius, Crowbot.
Is that like one of those hipster croissants robots? Robot.
Band.
Oh.
None Botherer.
Robot.
A band.
Damn it.
And finally, Cornelius, band or robot? Bender.
Robot?
Yes, from Futurama.
Futurama, yeah.
All right, now we must go to Cass, who's been attempting to keep score during that. I'm going to optimistically call it a quiz.
I have been keeping score, and you're wrong, by the way.
About what?
Ironhide. Ironhide's in Transformers.
And it's a band.
Well, she should get a point for that, then.
All right.
Yes.
Get
an extra point.
Yep.
Fantastic.
You're
welcome, Izzy.
She's attempting to win some beef.
What's the score?
Well, that's basically the question I was asking.
All right, okay. Cornelius has 6.
Yes.
Izzy has 5.
Which makes Izzy the winner! Yeah! Izzy, congratulations!
I can't wait to make some beef patties.
Oh, good. Listen, thank you very much, Izzy. Good to talk to you. Enjoy Zumba, won't you? Okay, fine, score. Right, there we go. That was a game of band or robot. Mark Carney from the Governor of the Bank of England, dystopian future suggesting game of band or robot. That's just about it from us. But look, Sam Delaney's here. Hello.
I'm talking about Mark Carney and his doomsday scenario as well. I'm really annoyed with Mark Carney. It's like, listen, mate, you're the boss of capitalism.
Yeah.
And you've swanned into our country to tell us that capitalism's rubbish. No, it's not. Capitalism is brilliant.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Stop being on such a bummer about capitalism. The robots are a problem.
They're an issue for
everyone.
But
we've had problems before.
Yeah.
You know that, 100, 200 years ago, trains, people saying, oh, you know, trains, we can't allow steam trains across America because they will set fire to all of the crops.
Yes, that's true.
And all of the fields that the cattle are in. And we will all lose our jobs and our livelihoods and we will all starve to death. Ban the trains.
Yeah.
Now they're saying the same about these Amazon drones that will serve you food in an Amazon supermarket.
Fly food directly into your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, putting waiters out of business.
Yeah, exactly. And forks.
Yeah, and nurses in nursing homes.
Because they do it with
the
enemas.
The ones that feed you, Nan. Yeah. So, you know, listen, we will adapt and survive. In the meantime, capitalism has made us everyone richer. It has taken millions out of poverty.
It's made him richer. He's on £874,000
exactly.
a year.
He's sat there in his ivory tower telling a load of Scousers, because this speech happened in Liverpool, right? Yeah, well, I'm with you lot. I think it's awful. All this inequality of outcome. Sat there in his Savile Row suit. But anyway, so I'm a bit annoyed with him. But we will be nevertheless indulging his thesis and investigating whether or not capitalism's dead. We should have an answer for you on that within an hour.
Many have strived.
God willing, with the quality of caller we get on this show, I'm pretty certain we'll have a conclusive answer a solution. So that's that. What else can I tell you?
I don't know. I mean, that'll do if you want.
Yeah, that's it.
Fine. Done. All right, Sam Delaney with you next, investigating capitalism. And we'll have an answer as to whether it's workable or not within an hour of the programme. And
it's
that is a cast iron guarantee.
If it's dead or alive, simple
right,
as that.
There you go, dead or alive. We'll be playing that tomorrow, weirdly, and giving away some meat as we do so. We could also be joined by the star of the new Dirk Gently series. He's going to be joining us this week. It might be tomorrow. It might be tomorrow. You know the Dirk Gently book by Douglas Adams?
Yeah.
Made it into a Netflix documentary. The star of that's going to be joining us.
Documentary?
Not a documentary.
Drama.
What did I say?
Documentary.
I meant drama.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, that's happening. Sam Delaney with you on Drive next. I'm John Holmes. See you tomorrow. Goodbye. Whatever.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.